Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, fellas, ladies, all you racers, grudge racers, no time racers? I'm back. JB is back. So, you know, we always like to start the show off with some music. And today I want y'all to listen to a song by a buddy of mine. They call him Jeta Jones, and it's called No Worries. Because the reason we're going to play No Worries is because in today's world, we worry so much about the next person doing or what's going on or, you know, this and that. I just want you to sit back, listen to this music, and just have no worries. And just know tomorrow's Friday, start of the weekend, you know. So, you know, let's start our pre-weekend off right. We're going to start with some good music, and then we got a good topic tonight, and we got some good racing right around the corner. Fellas, ladies, you know, all everybody that's listening, just check out this track by my man Jeta Jones. It's called No Worries. Here we go.
Can't you?
boy JB, and I'm on live. If y'all could please let people know, man, I don't know what Blog Talk is doing, but I got two different numbers. I posted a 5. Let me check with y'all. I posted a 563 number, but I'm also seeing it says guest calling 646-200-4419. So I might have, I don't know why they're giving me two numbers, but I got two numbers up here. I got a 563 number, but please call in 646-200-4419, which was my original number anyway. But we're on. I got two hours to talk trash, listen to trash, give y'all some updates on upcoming things in the grudge world. Just to start off, I want to tell y'all that it feels good being back, because race is right around the corner, and actually we've already had some events so far, but in the DMV we're about to kick off. Next week we're kicking off with DKR's Rise to Greatness. DKR's Rise to Greatness. Now let me get on here and see what we got on this thing. We got DKR Racing, Rise of Greatness. Don't afraid to be great at Maryland International Raceway. We got a no time, all steel, all glass. Entry fee is $250, 8-car minimum, paying $4,000. You got no time 28s. Entry fee $150, $2,000 on top, $2,000 payout. You got no time big tire, and that's you got to contact Brad Diggs on that. No time big tire. No time, big tire. And that's, like I said, that's what Brad did. And I think you got some grudge races already locked in. I think Bigfoot is running somebody. I think it's Bigfoot, and I don't know if it's Bigfoot and Pressure Nova, but I think they might be locked in. If somebody can help me with that. If somebody knows the lock-in for DK Racing, Rise of Greatness, I'd like to hear. Give the people something to talk about, because they got all steel, all glass. They got no time 28, and they got big time. And it's hosted by yours truly, my big old boy, Roy Hazelwood, a.k.a. Fat Albert. Hey. And I see they're doing a tribute. They got no time bikes. They're also doing a tribute to my big homie, man. Rest in peace, Russell Carlos, man. Russell Carlos, good dude right there. The owner of Big Nasty Boo. They're doing a tribute to Russell Carlos with Big Nasty Boo. But this show, like I said, the host is Fat Out. He'll be on the mic. That is the 16th at Maryland International Raceway. MIR is back to MIR, too. So I love it even more. It's no more MDIR. It's MIR. So also, let me get the main flyer, because this one just has, I got April 22nd and 23rd, 410 Grudge Dream presents Get Busy. That is going down at US 13 Dragway. US 13 Dragway. That is Fred Wheatley. And you got Antoine Jones, that tag team. And they got a lot of, they got the Valor Boys. They got plenty of people that are in that organization that helps to make that organization very successful. That is the 410 Grudge Dream. And I'm trying to get to the main flyer so I can tell you. All right, here we go. We got Get Busy. So you got Women's Daily Driver, free entry. We Are the Street. That is $50 buy-in, 100% payback. Bike Shootout, these are all Fridays. Saturday, you got Little Cubs, All steel, all glass. Little Cuz. That is 2,000 to win, 1,500 to the winner, 500 to the runner-up. Claim the Fame, Extreme 28, 150 buy-in, 100% payback. You got Street to Fame, AC, all AC street cars. So I'm guessing these are your real street cars, you know, your AC, your heat, real streeters. This is free entry, $1,000 to win, $800 to the $1,000 to win, $800 to the winner, $200 to the runner-up. Straight from the muscle. This is your all horsepower. Straight from the muscle. $100 buy-in, 100% payback. You also got junior dragsters. You got junior dragsters. All right. Also, grudge racing all day, both days. Test and tune. Spectators 20, kids 12 and under free. Tech card 50. Gates open Friday at 3. Gates open Saturday at 9 a.m. If you need any help, you can contact Big Fred or Antoine. Big Fred or Antoine. That is 410. Grudge Dreams. Get busy. Test and tune. That's going on at US 13. All right. I like it. I like it. Keep going. Let me get this next fly up. I'm just trying to give y'all, you know, some people don't do Facebook. Some people don't. They go straight to, you know, go straight to word of mouth, or they got to hear it from me. So next up, I think, hold on. Let me get this one straight. Let me make sure I got the right date. All right. Saturday, the following Saturday, April 30th. Long Island Joe and Strong Island Poop presents Long Island Invades the DMV Grudge Racing Event. You got Saturday, April 30th. No Time Big Tire Shootout. 200 buy-in. 2,000 on top. 8 car minimum. $40 for the racers. $20 for the spectators. Cars and bikes, welcome. Gates open at 10. Track hot at 12. That's going on at Custom Tees Motorsports Park. All right. After that, let's see. Let's see. I'm doing my impersonation, my Rock Baker impersonation. Let's see ya. All right. Let's get on to the next one. Let me. All right. I can't even find my own. That's no good. No good, JB. No good. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Capital Punishment 2. CP2. Friday, May 6th, May 7th, 2022, coming to you. Here we go. We got a 4-8-4 shootout. 4-8-4 shootout rule, 28-275, max tire, 4-8-4, 11-7 deck height, no 5-inch bore spacing, stock style front suspension, plus or minus 2-inch factory wheelbase, no peckers allowed, no wheelie bar. No time shown. No time cars only. 500 buy-in. 2,000 on the top. And then we got some NCSB Extreme action. This is your small block nitrous shootout. Nitrous cars only. Stock board space. 275s or smaller. No deck height rule. No wheelie bars. 500 buy-in. 2,000 on top. This is your Diamond Piston. All steel, all glass shootout, and you got fiberglass bumpers, fiberglass hood, and fiberglass trunk are allowed. S10 rear window can be optic armor Lexan. Full interior, two front seats, passenger seat, factory appearing dash, one power adder. You can have a turbo. You can't have a turbo with nitrous. Single turbo, 88 millimeter and smaller. Twin turbo, 76. And smaller. Pro Charger, F1X, and smaller. No bars and no chassis car. Big block, 4A4 and smaller. No lockup converter. And no front end extensions. Tire size up to 29, no W. This is 16.5 to the winner. 16.5. Hold on, I got Big Earl calling me. Let me text him and get him the right number. Let me get, text Big Earl and get him the right number. Sorry about that, fellas. Let me see. Got to make sure my boy Big Earl right. All right, but back to where I was at. Got a big tire shootout with Brad Diggs. That's nitrous only, 5-inch bore space and smaller. Haven't shown times in a year. No billet heads. No tire smaller than 33 tall, 15 inches wide. 500 buy-in, 2,000 on top. All right. Also, we got a car show. We got the Stunt Like Me car, truck, and bike show. That is also going down. That is going out in the field, the grass field, right there to the past, right near the 330, well, right near the 660 to the left in the grass. That is, bikes, trucks, cars. You got Best in Show bike, Best Sport bike, top 25 cars, top 25 trucks, Best Old School Chevy, Best Old School Ford, Best Classic Mopar, Best in Show car, Best Female Owned Ride. That is sponsored by Detail Garage, Davis Auto Sales, Illusion Wraps, Killer Pancakes, CB Auto Tire, and Shared Built Motor. So that is going down. That was just a rundown of some events coming up. I wanted to give you all a rundown of events that are coming up these few weeks. That's your rundown from this week on to May 7th. I will give you all some updates on some others coming up after that or pretty soon. If anybody, now, this is what I want to talk about tonight. Because I was just on another show. Boys got the trucker shows. You know, I'm on there talking trash one day with Chicken and, Ronnie Green and Short Dog and Lil Cousin Junior and Hammer and Nephew Pete. Old Dirty Red, Nasty Mouth, Brian Epps, Tyrone, PT, Keenan, and a few. And I think old Mark Hayes was on that today. But there was a question that came up, and it was a good question. Because being somebody that's been around this thing for a long time, like, I ain't going to say that, I'm no spring chicken, but I started getting on the road doing this grudge racing thing, with Grudge Inc. I started getting on the road, I think it was 2009, 2010. And I was hitting the road. I mean, I was going all over. I was young and living life. But one thing I will say, the question that came up today was a good one. Because the question was, do you think it's more pressure on the, now listen, all right, there you go. Say you have a tenured driver, right? You have a tenured driver. That tenured driver has raced for big money many of times. He's raced for big money, six, seven, eight times. He might have done it six, seven, eight times, raced for big money. When I say big money, I know people are going to have their different words, ways that they say big money. Well, today they were saying big money. They were thinking, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 or more, one grudge race. So, there are people out here that have ran for that kind of money. Now, I ain't going to put nobody out there because, the world is the world it is now. But we all know that people that have ran for that pot. We know people, we've been there, and people ran for that pot. And you know what I'm saying? So if you got a guy that's done it, well, let's just say both drivers aren't car owners. All right? So both drivers aren't car owners. Both drivers aren't, they're drivers. They're driving a car for their person that has hired them to drive their car. They're not owners. They are drivers. So you got one driver, He's been in this car. He's been in not that car, but he's been in a car for a lot of money a few times. And then you got another guy on the other side. He's a great driver, and he hasn't been in the car that many times as this person for the big pot. But he's a great driver, been in the car, won some grudge races, But he hasn't been in the car for, you know, that type of pot before more than once. So do you think who's the pressure? All right, I know what I'm going to get. I know I'm going to get the mics open and people are going to say, oh, the pressure is definitely on the guy that has. Who do you really feel? I mean, now you got the tenured driver, and like I say, he's a great driver. And then you got this guy, other guy. The other guy's a great driver too. So, and then, you know, you got two well-built cars, both on drag radios, both, I would say, pretty similar, have the same power plant. And who's the pressure on? Let's get some people on here that either, even if it's a car owner, if it's a car owner that has raced with, you know, he's put somebody in his car for a big pot, or if it's a driver that has been in a car for a big pot, I want to open up. This is where I want to open up. I put it out on the table because, you know, the guys on the trucker show, they was, you know, it was a good question. Now, you know, they even got Mark Hayes on. And Mark Hayes, I'm going to be honest, Mark Hayes has been driving for a long time. Mark Hayes has been in a grudge race for a lot of money. And that's just honest. And he has. So I want to get some people on because I know, you know, you got your New Yorkers, you got your Philly guys, you got guys from down south, you got guys from DMV that ran for big pot. Let's just be honest. Matt Sweet, back in the day, Matt Sweet was one of those guys that would go out there and the pressure was on him, but this man went out there for those large pots. So we got drivers that have been out there for those pots. You know, sometimes it might not even been, you know, an undisclosed pot because people didn't want people to know that they was on. But I want people to open their mics. Just push to open your mic. I don't know if you know, some people are new, if they haven't been on in a while. But I want people to get on, press the one button, and tell me, you know, who do they feel? I mean, and I'm going to go ahead, and I know I'm already getting texts about it. Are y'all talking about Keenan and Scott King? Well, yes, in a way we are. Let's just say that, you know, because, I mean, you know, you got two good, like I said, got two good drivers. And one's been in the car numerous times. But, you know, you got that great driver on the other side, too. He might not have been in the car that many times for a big pot, but he's a great driver. So who's the pressure on? Who do we have a car owner or a driver on the phone right now that has been in this situation? And if we do, I mean, you know, you don't even have to tell us the amount. You don't, because I, you know, it don't have to be, hey, I want to tell you how much we ran for. I want to tell. No, we don't have to do that. We do not have to do that. But just tell us, give us some insight. What, you know, what goes on that day? What, I mean, is it just, you know, do you have a routine? Do you go and you get the car ready? You know, your team huddles up in the trailer, you pray, you know, do you do the same thing? I mean, is there a routine? I mean, is there a routine for racing for big money rather than small money? Or is there a routine that you just follow each time your driver gets in your car? I want to know, you know. I mean, I want somebody to open up the show and let us know. Because I know if I got Sam Suleiman on, if I got New York Sammy on, hit that one button, Sammy, because I know you were brought up today. As like when you ran, all right, there we go. Oh, I like this, the new thing. On the screen now, I'm looking at Sammy's hand go up. That's pretty sweet. Hold on. All right. So they even put the hand up. I like this. All right, Mr. Sammy.
What's going on, JB?
What's going on, man? Welcome to the first show, and I just want to say thank you for getting on, and thank you for always being that continued supporter. And, man, we talk all the time here and there, and we were on a conversation today, Sam, and you are going to be a perfect person to answer our question because, I got another. I'm going to open him too, Sammy. Somebody, look. Somebody want to talk to you too while you answer this question, but I'm not going to tell you who it is, Sammy. I'm going to let you know that somebody's going to say something right behind you. But, Sammy, when you ran, let's just say you ran Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
When you ran Ghost, that day, did y'all have something like y'all do every time y'all go? Do y'all have like a routine? Did Billy G stay away from y'all? What happens? Because, I mean, we know I ain't going to put no money out there, no disclosed pot, because nobody needs to know. But I know it's good money. But what happens on that day? Do you do the same thing each time, or was it different that day because it was a big money grudge? What happens?
Nah, it's always the same. We just, when it comes down to the race for the money, it's always the same thing. Billy sits in the car, and he don't pay no mind to us. He just concentrates and drives. He just gets in his zone and sits in the car and waits until everything is handled and ready to go. It's always the same. He don't
always
sit there and talk. He's ready to go. He's always in the car ready to go. There's
no difference. So
no. No difference at all with him. He tries not to think about the pot size or whatever it is. He's there to drive, and that's it. Cut the tree down and go.
That's a good way to put it, because you never. So no matter if it's 60 or 30 or 20 or 10, whatever that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying no matter the pot size, y'all aren't gonna change. Like your routine's not gonna change.
It's not gonna change.
Okay.
It's not at all.
I'm gonna go ahead and pop this question out because I'd already got text because everybody wants to know because I was on a show today and it was good. It was a good question. Good question. All right. So let's just put it like this. May 7th, you got Keenan driving Illuminati 2.0, and you got Scott King on the other side going to be driving, like Black Nasty. All right?
Yeah.
And the pot is good. The pot is real good. I'm not going to put
mm-hmm.
the number out there because that, I'm just saying that nobody needs to know that. But the pot
yeah.
is good. All right?
Yeah.
Keenan is a damn good driver. I mean, he is. All right? Keenan's won a few grudge races. He's been here, been there. He's won a few grudge races. Yes. He's good under
yeah.
pressure, whatever. All right. It came up that Scott King has been in more grudge races for bigger pots, more than Keenan. So do you feel that this race, puts more pressure on Keenan, or do you feel Keenan will just go into it just like, hey, this is like when, Illuminati with the Camaro ran Scoop. Hey, I go out there, I do my business, whatever. Do you feel that all the pressure is more on Keenan, or do you feel Keenan is just going to go into it like, hey, this is another day in office?
Not sure, but Keenan is too involved in everything. Yeah, He's always he's involved. He's involved. He gets involved. If you look at Billy, he don't say much. You ever heard him argue or say anything about a race or lock in or anything like that?
No, because you're right. Because usually what you're saying that you feel like when Billy race day, Billy don't say nothing.
He don't say nothing. He doesn't lock in no races. He don't sit there talk shit to nobody. He just goes up to the next driver, says, good luck, may the best man win or whatever, and go from there, and that's it. Now, when you're...
Well, let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, keep going. I'm going to...
Drivers involved in multiple things, the pressure gets a little heavier on them.
Okay. I can see what you're saying. But let me ask you this. And Fat Albert, your mic is open, Fat Albert. I ain't forgot about you.
How did I know it was going to be Fat Albert? Because me and Fat Albert.
Because Fat Albert, you know what? And look, I'm going to tell you, me and Fat Albert, I'm coming up there July 9th because you know my birthday is the 6th. So,
man. You talking about the trucker show. You know that's my goddamn morning show. Don't be taking my credit away from me. What's wrong with you? Me and Dirty Red started that show.
Man, Fat Albert, tell me about it.
Sammy, it'd be early in the morning. It'd be like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, Sammy.
Man,
all the truck drivers get on
that. I'm on my 6 p.m. I'm good.
I'll
tell you right now, hey. JB. So me and Fat Albert were talking a couple of weeks ago. I said, did you see JB is coming back? He said, no, I didn't see it. I said, well, I can't fucking wait. Fat Albert said, I can't fucking wait either. I need something to do on Thursday night.
Well,
now,
you know what, when they told me.
When he was coming back, it shocked me. I said, man, JB done told us he was coming back years ago. He ain't never come back.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Sammy, and I'm going to tell you, Fat Albert, one thing about me, my uncle is a lot of why I move different and do this. And my uncle, he loves getting on a damn phone and talking most shit. It's almost like his the closer he gets to 70 or 80, he's feeling younger by talking some shit. And he keeps talking, JB, you need to start your show back. You need to start your show. I need something to listen to. I want to hear the boys talk shit. I don't even care if they don't race. Just talk shit. And I'm like, you like that? He said, man, it make me feel younger. He said, I even like when the boys talk shit to me. I said, God. But you know what? It is true. It is true. Those old heads. We call it barbershop talk, but it bring them closer to, hey, man, I feel like I'm in the old days. I'm in the street running for a couple hundred or whatever. I said, oh, I'm going to pull the show back together. And then I told you, I told Fat Albert, and I told this other guy on here, because I know this guy on here now, ending in 1522. I know that can't be nobody but Kenny Ferguson.
Yeah.
What's up, JB?
I'm glad
you're
back,
JB?
Though.
What's up, Fat
I'm glad you're back. Where's that teammate?
What's going
on? You ain't know that, JB. You ain't know that when I say
what
a teammate. Only on your show. You found out something.
Oh, shit. That's my sweetheart. That's my sweetheart.
That's right.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, Kenny, where you been hiding, man? You been too quiet.
Been laying back, man. I'm about to fire some shit up here in a couple months. You better believe it.
Yes, sir.
Hey JB. I was listening to your little thing about Keenan.
I spoke
to Keenan about this a while back. You know what I mean? So I understand where Sammy coming from. But the thing about it, you know me, man. I can talk shit and run for whatever part that is. You see what I'm saying? Man, Keenan talked about this not too long ago. I think he's on the same page, man. Big part, little part, man.
Mm-hmm.
Every race you race, I don't care if it's for $100. You should. You in the zone, JB, and you don't think about that part. You know what I mean? I never think about that part. Whether it's for all of no money or good money. You know what I mean? You got to run that race. You got to cut that tree. That's what you got to do. Your job is get you to that finish line. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
If you start thinking about that part, man, you're going to get fucked up. You know what I mean? And I talked to him, man. I think he got his head straight, man. I think he going to be all right. You know what I mean?
He got the car.
I bet a shitload of money on him.
I'm on that side too. I'm on that side too, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
I think
it'd be good. Yes, sir.
So I mean, he got his seat time in there. I'm pretty sure he gonna test a couple more hits or whatever, man. But I know he's comfortable in the car now, man. And he's a good driver though. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I mean, it never bothers me, man. I seen him. I talk trash to him at the track with me and him raced or whatever, man. It didn't, you know what I mean? Some people I can really get to, man. It fucked him up. You know what I mean? Me and him talk trash. We laughed the whole time, man. He ain't let it get to him. You know what I mean? So I think I'm going to go with him, man. So
yeah,
that's what I think, man.
And if
so
anybody
look,
can take trash talking from Kenny, hey, look, if anybody can take trash talking from Kenny, then you are right.
And
that, you can take his
well,
and act the trash. If you can take it.
Well, look,
yeah.
I got somebody on here that was talking right back to Kenny, and I just opened his mic. His name is Nephew Pooh.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, Peter?
What's going on? Goddamn Kenny Ferguson. Where the hell you come from, man? You disappeared, man.
What do you see? Oh, Pooh. JB, did you see the post? Did you see the post with them two? When Kenny and Pooh get together and start doing them posts? Boy, all you do is back and laugh. Them two right there.
Hey, Fat Albert. Who no good, man? Let me put me in jail every time. I'm still in Facebook jail right now, man. I'll be out in 5 days, man. That mama got me 40 days last time, man. I ain't never heard such a thing.
Do,
I heard of 30.
Ken, I wouldn't do such a thing, man. Ken, I would not do such a thing.
Yeah, you fine, bitch.
Pooh tells me every morning, Albert, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him, Albert. Watch this, Albert. I'm going to get him. And then if he don't do something to get you back in jail.
Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, but Fat Albert, you know what I mean? I laid down on him, whatever. But what he done is, I said, man, I'm going to let him go, man. Maurice said, get his ass. I said, no, I'm going to let him go. When I see him put that post up, man, that Kenny ready to jump off a bridge and fuck with me, I went on his ass, Fat Albert. He tapped out, Fat Albert. That motherfucker called me 6:30 in the morning. He tapped out for it, Fat Albert. He tapped out. Hey, man,
hey,
I'm done. No
go
more ass,
ahead,
boy.
I'm
done. Boy, this thing.
So
we have a good time though, man. That's what it's all about,
hey,
talking shit, man.
So you saying you still in Facebook jail right now, Kenny Ferguson?
Yeah, I'm still in Facebook jail, man. I got 5 more days. I looked at it today.
We tried to call the parole. Hey, Kenny, we called the parole boy. They said, no, we done gave him too many chances. He gonna serve this one.
Never repeat.
Hey, Fat
Get on his ass. He can't come back at you. Get on his ass now.
I got some shit
back.
Stocked up right now, though, man. I'm going to tell you right now. I got some shit stocked up, man.
Yeah. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Here we go again.
Oh, man. What y'all fellas up tonight, man? Where's my buddy at tonight, JB?
Who your buddy?
I ain't talked to him in a while.
Oh, you must be Jeff Rogers. Oh,
the one and only Jeff Rogers.
I wonder where is old Jeff Rogers. I'm going to try to get him on here. I do want to hear him talk a little trash.
I ain't talked to that cat in a long time, man.
So, Kenny Ferguson, while I got you on here, if you had a hit list, who is the first on your hit list? I got to hear this.
Oh, no.
Well,
Jamie, why you do that?
I can't. I already got my hit list. JB. Got 10 names on it. And it's about to come out here shortly. You better believe, JB, I'm coming out 5-inch, but it's 5.2s and 5.3s on there, too. I can tell you that. So it is what it is. It's a nice little hit list.
Oh,
ain't nobody safe.
Oh, so hold on. You telling me you gonna be coming out with a granddaddy 5-inch, but if a uncle or a stepdaddy 5.2, 5.3 come out there, you going to that ass?
Come on, right, jam on top of
them. Oh my God!
You see
dump
the
nuts
laughing.
All up.
You hear?
Gonna dump
you hear
the nuts all
in the background. Uh oh. You hear Pooh laughing out, Kenny. Listen to Pooh. Listen to Pooh in the back laughing.
I hear.
Hey, JB, if Pooh don't know, what his name is in the top 10. Oh, I'm back on mute. Uh-oh.
Low-lifed is what that's called.
Might be. Hey, look, forget the top 10. It might be the top 2. I'm back on mute. Uh-oh, I might be back on mute.
JB, it's getting close. Ain't nobody safe, I can tell you that.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Oh, when I get over pressure, when I come down, ain't nobody safe. It ain't gonna be no. I'm calling one person out. If I see whoever's on that list at the track that day, how many I can run in one night is gonna get in one night.
Oh my God! Now Pooh, hold on. Pooh done went on mute. I know goddamn well Pooh ain't gonna let this go. I know goddamn Pooh.
He called it Pete. Uh-oh.
Ew.
Hey,
Pooh.
He called his 18, man.
Hey, Pooh, don't let this man. Pooh, the man said you are on. He's not going to tell you where you at on this list, but your funk ass is on the list. That's what he said.
Who said that? Kenny.
He ain't started.
Shit. Man, he don't want no smoke, man. He been ducking us for years, man. He don't want no smoke.
Oh, shit.
Man, we made him change his whole racing program. Man, he don't want no smoke. He ran him in the bushes, man.
Hey, JB.
He ran him in the bushes, man.
Ain't nobody in the world believe anything they say.
We'll run you in the bushes, man. Let us know.
Ain't never happy, man. Listen. Hey, JB, did you see that post I made? I'm the daddy of Warsaw, the Montrose. I'm their daddy.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? I'm the daddy of Montrose. You know what I'm saying? I got that dump truck money, the tractor trailer money. I even got the damn, you know the damn things they bail up Haywood the tractor? I got the tractor trailer money.
Oh,
I got everything that Montrose. I'm their daddy. When they call the Montrose, they call the daddy Montrose.
Oh my God!
Whatever that shit he talking out his ass. Man.
Let us know when you get ready. You're gonna be on your ass. That's all you gotta do.
We come. I'm coming, buddy. It's closer.
Let
than
us know when you
so
get ready.
You're
gonna be on your ass.
Yes, sir.
Ain't gonna be
I'm
no whole lot of back
know.
And forth.
You gonna know?
Hey, ain't gonna be no lot of back and forth. Ain't gonna be no much in advance. When
oh,
you call, nah. You're gonna be on your ass.
You know that, yes, sir.
Oh my God! This. He said, call me the daddy of Warsaw. Now, hold on. Are you the daddy of Montrose or Warsaw? I got to get this straight.
Both of them.
Oh, my God.
You can't afford the shit.
I'm daddy of both of them, JB.
Hey, JB.
Yeah.
JB. Watch and see what happens to him. We'll put his ass right back in retirement. He's going right back in retirement. He's going right
hey,
back
JB,
in.
JB, you forgot, hey. JB. I made them boys run in the minor league. You remember that? When they came
it's
to the track, I made them run in the minor
on.
League.
When they came, grand close.
Hey, JB, when you come down to the track and you're on the same premises, when you make the boys go into a minor league, you know you're the dad of them. You see what I'm saying?
Kenny, if you recall last time you was out, we called your ass out and you went in the bushes. The last time we was at the same track together, what did you do?
Oh, yeah, I had problems. Everybody know I had problems, though. I had problems for
right.
5 hours.
You ain't had no problems.
And I was tested. You see what I'm saying?
You won't test.
I mean, everybody
no,
knew
won't,
that. Everybody knew that. Everybody knew we was testing. We were trying to figure out what's going on. You know how it is sometimes, man. I mean, the professionals.
Hurry up and get
and
it going.
And something happens to us.
Hey, look.
Guess what?
All you have to do is get it going. Because I don't have all year, man. I got a million other things to do. All you need to
me
do is
too.
Get
I'm
it
doing,
going.
Me too. I'm doing a million
I don't have all year.
I'm definitely going to put these nuts in y'all. I can tell you that.
Greg,
I might just fit the head in. That's all I'm doing. Just fit the head in. That's all I'm doing. Greg,
get him on.
That's just like taking candy on baby.
Did he say put the nuts in?
That's what I said, Jay.
I know.
Put the nuts in the man. Just had him lay in the bag.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know what's going on.
Hey.
Fat Ivan.
I'm going to tell y'all.
Yeah. Huh? What we going to do to him, Fat Ivan? Oh, going to shove it all up in him. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. All right, so look, I got a question. I got a good question. This is a good one here. So, being that this is going to happen, and Fat Albert is on teams with Kenny Ferguson, where is Red going to fall in this? I'm on mute.
Huh?
Who is Red going to side with?
Red going with us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is good business.
Red on our team, man. He ain't fucking with them
JB.
Man. Red on our team.
JB, you might want to react to that, JB, because Red is a smart man, man. He not going to do that.
Red on
that.
Our team, man.
Yeah.
Red ain't fucking with them slow
motherfuckers. Oh, my.
Who are they?
Like Kitty said, Red a smart man. He a smart man.
Yes, Red a smart man. They already know he ain't messing with them little turtles over there, man. He already know that, man.
Hey, JB,
you don't want a guy. What's his name? That guy that came out with the Redskins won that Super Bowl for that one year. What's the name? What's it, Duck, what was it, who was it? How was that
Doug
guy?
Doug Williams.
He came out there, boy. He won out there, man, won them, threw them cup, they won that Super Bowl, man. Next year came out, he wasn't worth a fuck. So that's what happened to Pete with Putin. They come out there, they won two races, and then they're done. they're done now.
Damn.
You push them underneath the rug, man. They're done.
Mm. We're waiting on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Boys, look, I got a little. See, when you got the show, you get these people raising their hand and stuff. Man, Q just said, now listen to what Q just said, Fat Albert. He said, that man just told him he going to put his nuts in.
JB, can you do me a favor?
I'm going to do you another favor. What we got? You need me to get red on?
If and when we do race, when I'm done with them, I just want you to have a whole case of that Plan B ready for the whole team.
Oh,
I'm going to knock up all of them.
Good God.
I'm
going to
knock up all of them. Fuck.
Oh, let that shit go the other way, y'all. I'm not saying nothing.
Oh,
it ain't going
out
the other way,
out for you. It ain't going to work out for you.
It ain't going out the other way, buddy.
Oh, my God.
JB,
he
didn't say Plan A. He said Plan B. I had a Plan B ready.
Oh, here we go. who is this? Let me see who this is. Hold on there, fellas. Let me see. I don't want to call the person number out. Oh, look, here you go. Here you go, Mr. Ferguson. Your best friend is on the phone. He is on the phone.
Oh.
Mr. Black from the waist down.
What's going on, Jeff?
What's going on?
Good to hear from you, man.
I don't know. I thought you all were retired. Everybody quit racing. I ain't seen none of y'all.
Man, I'm glad JD's on the show back, man. Get a little more, a little excitement sometimes. You know what I mean?
Hey, Jeff, let me just tell you what. Kenny Ferguson is got, and I think you're on this list too. I can feel it, Jeff. I can feel. But he said the people that are on this list are getting impregnated. He putting his nuts all the way in. And then y'all need Plan B. Y'all need that Plan B tablet for CBS.
Well,
let me tell you how he gonna give it to you. He said he gonna get Fat Albert to drop it by on his tractor and just kick it off his tractor.
Damn.
Oh my
God. But I'm gonna tell you. Fat Albert, you want to hear Fat Albert?
Yeah, I'm here, Jeff.
I got you.
There's no big tire slick car in the DMV that can whip me. None of them. I don't give a fuck if Kenny Ferguson, anybody. There's nobody in the DMV that can beat me.
God,
big tires.
You hear that, Pooh?
Man, I don't give a fuck about no Pooh, no Kenny Ferguson. I don't give a fuck about none of them.
Damn.
I can't say nothing,
Jeff. I got a list coming out. You might be on, you might not be on. I don't know, but you got that big boy.
Yes. You
better
keep me off that list. I'm gonna be on your ass if I'm on that list.
I'm gonna put you on that motherfucker list since
you're
my
you ain't gonna do
right
it.
Now. I'm gonna put your ass on that list, nigga. Your mouth getting
but
bad.
Listen, listen.
That's why we
let
we
me
need,
tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Come on here tonight.
Listen, my last name got a D in it. R-O-D-G-E-R. So you know what that ride means. You know what that ride means when I go across your head, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Jeff, you better run through the house and fuck with that goddamn Camaro, man. You know better than that, man.
Man, yeah.
We're gonna have some fun, though. It's that time coming back, man. You know how that is,
yeah,
man? Shit. This was every week right here. We used to race. Come back, man, and Thursday, we was waiting for that Thursday show come on. I'm glad JB brought it back. We're going to have some fun.
Man.
You going to do it every week?
Y'all know.
You
going
to do it every week?
Yeah, you know what? Y'all done talked me into it. Fuck it, I'm doing it every week because, goddamn it, I just heard good shit. All right. Fat Albert is dropping the pills off. Rogers is giving. No, Ferguson is giving the pills. And Jeff Rogers is giving the rod. Lord.
That's it. I might change the name of my car to Big Shank. I might call the thing the Big Shank. I'll get them fucking all these motherfuckers.
Mm. Big Shank.
That's what I might call
JB,
it. God damn it.
I mean, Fat Albert, what do you think, JB?
Yeah.
Fat Albert, what's the game plan? You want to put them in the beginning, last, or the middle?
We might put Jeff at the last, because if you whoop Jeff, you ain't
okay.
Gonna get no, the rest of them ain't gonna mess with you. You don't wanna mess your money up.
Okay, let's go ahead and put Jeff.
I like for you to go get Pudo. I'd love for you to shove it up in that one though, because this motherfucker.
Yeah, but man. Yeah, that's kind of too easy though, man. We gotta find something. You know, we gotta find something on the
face. Oh wow, that's too easy.
Find something.
Wow.
We gotta find something on the way too. We're gonna have a good time though. We're gonna have a good time.
Oh yeah. You know we gonna battle. You know Putin and we gonna battle, man. We're gonna go down there and you know what? The deal that we're gonna have in this part right here that them boys gotta bring a couple bushes of crabs at the track. You see what I'm saying? They gotta feed that.
Uh-huh.
That's part of the bet. So this gonna be like a community race. I'm gonna feed everybody crabs down there. You see what I'm saying? Free crabs for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, free crabs for everybody. What's that Corvette? Greg and them got? What about him, Kenny? Is he on the list?
Who?
What the Corvette? God damn it! Y'all know.
Survivor.
Greg.
Survivor.
Oh,
Survivor. I can't say who on the list yet, but I got to put it out. You
oh,
know what I mean?
Okay.
I got to put it out.
Okay,
we're talking on the back line a little while. I got
good report.
I can't. Yeah. I can't
right,
put
right.
that back.
Yeah, good report. Yeah. Okay.
Look at. A pretty deep one though, man. It'll be interesting.
Uh-oh.
What?
I bet Pooh getting a little nervous. Pooh getting a little nervous right now, Kenny. Pooh is so nervous. You probably wonder what number he is.
Yeah, he is quiet. Yeah. My buddy got quiet on me, man. Then he ain't talking. Yeah, he not on right now. I'm telling you right now. He not on right now. That's what that is.
Yeah.
He not on right now, man. Oh, he called him for backup. That's what he doing. He called him for backup right now, man.
Uh-oh. He called him for backup. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
you know who he's going to call? He's calling Epps. He called him Brian Epps. I know he's calling Brian.
I didn't call him Brian Epps.
There you go. He's back. He's back.
Yeah, what's up?
Shit.
Oh,
make sure you hear, man. We're telling the boys we're going to have a community crab feast down there, man, when we race y'all. You know what I mean? That's going to be part of the deal that we got to put in there. You know, y'all got to bring several bushes of crabs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't mind getting no crabs, though.
We know you can get the crabs, but you're the only one that showed crabs in January, so we know fucking where you got the crabs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I got to connect, though.
That motherfucker got crabs in January. I'm not lying to you, man. Bro, piss me off all the time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yep. I got to connect,
that motherfucker got crabs in January, man. Yes, sir. He got them. Yep.
You got to connect, though.
Crabs in January.
You eat crabs, don't you, JB?
Hell, yeah, but how the hell you get them in January?
That motherfucker got connection, man. And I know Jeff Ross got crabs. He probably got 12 in his pants right now. So that motherfucker, you know he got.
Oh my God.
Fuck, I was talking about his dick all the time, man.
I'm going to give you shit to him if I'm not telling
you. I'm going to bring me some motherfucking crab spray for your ass freaky down attack, man.
I was trying to be nice, but fuck you. Listen, I want you to make me first on your list, Red Tony Bastard. You
fuck
make
it,
me
man.
First
Where's
on the list.
I tell you what, if Fat Albert said you could be first, fuck it. We make you first on the list. It's all up to Fat
Albert. Oh, my God.
Hey,
so,
you
got to
hey,
ask
Fat Albert, you got messed up on your ass.
Well, look, it's going to be some motherfuckers at the free clinic on Monday.
Yeah. Hold on, man.
Hey,
hold on,
man. Morning.
Hey, but look, hold on. Y'all, Jeff Rogers, it looked like you got some old Maryland people up in here with you. 240 ending in 9234. Who we got?
Anybody logging in on this show?
Oh, nope. Lord.
Who is that?
Oh, he done got nasty. He said anybody locking in on this show.
Who that, JB?
I think it's the man. Oh,
who the
heck? Shit.
That Marquise.
That man said baddest small block in the DMV.
Let me call Brian that for a quick. Hold on.
It must be Kenny Beecham. That's Kenny Beecham.
Oh, that's Ricky. Is that Ricky Fox?
Yeah, the baddest small block in the DMV.
Huh. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He said the baddest. About to get started. About to get started now.
Ain't nothing get started.
Motherfucker said.
I'm on hold right
now.
No, he can't.
You
wait.
Oh,
I ain't scared of that motherfucker. Huh? Go ahead.
So you're not scared of him?
What the fuck am I scared of him for? Fuck he
get
do?
Get your ass in trouble.
What the fuck he do? Win two shootouts or something? What the fuck he do in Gregory? That's right.
Get your ass in track on the 16th.
I will. I have my big tire car down there. Get your fucking whatever that thing called you that pistol.
You better not bring that small tire car down there.
I can. I got it over. God damn. I took it to your man. I took it over to your engine builder. He's got it.
He told me to take it over there.
You should have let
me call.
He said you had to get yours done. You keep burning the fuck up every time you take it out.
Mine's done.
Well, I guess mine'll be done.
Hey, motherfucker, you was the baddest. But
oh, here he is.
You was the best. Yeah, here
oh,
I am.
Shit.
I'm fuck both of y'all up.
Oh,
well,
shit.
Well,
the only
difference is Ricky gonna come out there and get his medicine, Jeff. You gonna sit there and just beat your motherfucking chest, and your son gonna come on there at 3 o'clock in the morning where everybody's asleep and make all these motherfucking posts. That's all y'all
that's
gonna do.
That's when he gets up.
I just wish somebody would
talking
about.
But here's the difference. Me and Ricky been out racing the last couple of years. You been home fucking hiding.
Hey, motherfucker, I ain't hired from nobody. I changed my car. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking. I had the same motor in my car since 2014. From that time until now, you done put three of them slow motherfuckers in there, and you still can't run nothing. And then your dumb ass gonna sit there and go, you got some antique ass hands that pulled what them people came out with fucking years ago, and then you keep burning them motherfuckers up. Then your dumb ass go by a village set the same, but you're gonna get the same results. You get the same
you
result.
Ain't beat a soul.
Hey,
you beat
motherfucker.
You ain't beat a soul.
Motherfucker, when I had my last call, you were scared to death. You had a car with 29s and Willie balls. You didn't come out there. You had the same motor because you know I would have fucked you up. It's like I'm going to do now if you come out there. Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. All that shit. All that shit you're talking about, you kept breaking shit. You keep blowing. You and Ricky is in the same spot. Y'all keep shoving all that shit in them motors that ain't gonna do but so much and ain't got enough sense to realize it. But I'm gonna fuck both of y'all up.
Ricky's the only one DP ready.
Well, me and Ricky already got a DP up. So it is what it is.
Yeah, well, I can fuck you up on the 16th.
You can fuck me up on the 7th if you got enough.
I can fuck you up.
I don't think you got enough.
Hey, we can keep that
Ricky,
one locked
the
in.
Race is all, wait a minute. The race is already locked in for May the 7th. May the 7th, what you can do then is call, what you can do now is call Pellvoir and put in an order for another one of them slow motherfuckers because that one ain't going to get it done. That's what you do.
Hey, I'm horny. I'm trying to
That's all you got to do. Well, you,
I'm,
well,
hey, I'm horny.
You ain't going
to
get both of them. You ain't going to get both of them. You ain't going to get both of them. You're not going to get both days. You got the 7th. So, hey,
I know you got
on the 7th, all the bullshit. On the 7th, all the bullshit coming to an end. And, Jeff, if I still got vacuum after I fuck Ricky up, motherfucker, I'll watch that. I'll fuck you up. Now what? Now what you going to do? Your race council now. Get your big bluffing ass down there.
Oh, fuck.
Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
So I'm making a declaration now, and I'm standing here looking at this pretty bad motherfucker. I got the baddest small block nitrous car in the DMV, hands down.
Bullshit.
Wow. Well, you can find out. I'm going to tell you something, Ricky. If me and you pull off, if I pull off with you, if I'm in your paint, if I, you know, provided we go down the track, if I'm beside you at 100 feet, I'm going to start fading on you. At 100 feet, I'm going to start fading on you.
A shitty-ass fake time.
At the 100-foot mark, I'm going to start fading on you.
Okay.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to call up Pellvoir and say, well, I'm fucked up. That ain't enough, man. I got about another one of the motherfuckers from you.
I got three of them.
This motherfucker been drinking.
I ain't been drinking.
I'm going to flip your ass over Friday night, so don't worry about Ricky.
Oh, man, I'm going to gap you from the fucking word go, man.
Hey,
when
you
the fucking,
best, you
when
time,
I let
man?
The button go, hey, look,
you
hey,
wanna,
hey, top
hey,
notch. Hey, top notch.
Hey,
look, hey, look, hey, top notch. Hey, top notch. Hey, top notch. Hey, top
let's
notch.
Talk, baby. Let's
when the
this.
Race start, it's going to be over for you. I'm going to gap you from the fucking word go.
Oh, yeah?
Hey.
Well, from the fucking word go. You can't, you are not going to be able to sit beside me in any increment of the motherfucking racetrack.
Damn.
Brian, when's the last time you
Hey, man, when have you ever grudged race?
When
you went down
to
Northeast and beat up on a fucking bracket car 23 years ago? It don't matter. My win record is better. I done had more grudge races than you.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, this is what we locked in for 5,000, right?
Right.
We locked in for 5,000. Okay. All right. This is what we're gonna do.
Right.
We're gonna bet on the tree. We're gonna bet to the 60.
No, we
get
no tickets. We're not getting no tickets. So we're not getting any tickets.
No tickets will be handed out on the race.
So we ain't no way for us to bet.
Hey, you fucking pick one. Just pick one. That's all I'm gonna
There's
tell you.
There's no tickets. No tickets. We're not gonna get a ticket. You just know I'm going to gap your motherfucking ass, and when I get to the track, I'm going to bet on it. We're not getting
Brian,
how the fuck we going to bet on increments then if we don't get tickets? We're not getting tickets.
You fixing the seat.
Man, I ain't fixing the seat nothing, man. You just like Ricky. Y'all go buy somebody else's shit that they trying to throw away and then think you going to come out here and compete with a motherfucker like me who built his shit from scratch. Fuck y'all, man.
Man,
I'm gonna show
you
done
got too fucked up, man.
TRE
done got too fucked up.
Hey, man, it ain't got no bit. It don't matter who built this motherfucker. Motherfucker Ronald McDonald could have built this motherfucking motor. I was gonna buy the right shit, so it don't matter who built it. That's the difference.
Well,
you keep hollering about.
They must be blowing.
You know, an engine ain't nothing but a motherfucking pump. An engine is an air pump. And if you put the right motherfucking shit in there, it's going to pump the air you need to pump to make the power you need to get the fucking wind light. And I can show you better than I can tell you. And I'm going to show you on the motherfucking on the six.
Well, hey, I'm glad this shit finally gonna get off after what 8 years you've been talking shit to me.
Motherfucker, you've been ducking me. I had to offer you the back tire for you
ducking.
To race me, and then you went out there, shut up. Then you went out there and took the fucking shackle bolts out of the drive shaft and threw the drive shaft in the burnout, so I can't race. I sold the drive shaft.
You were the only motherfucker 29s or 31s with Willie bars. You were the only
it
one
don't
in the
matter.
DMP
it
that
don't,
had a
it
small
don't matter.
Block
it don't matter. That's what
that's,
I had.
That's
what
that's
I had.
Why, because you were
you,
too,
that's
you were
what
too
I had.
Slow enough to
hey, man,
to
any two cars can race, but you asked for a spot, so I couldn't have been but too slow. You asked for a spot.
Well, you could have gave that car back.
Yeah, I gave it to you.
Simple. Bullshit.
I gave it to you.
Bullshit.
I did. We were locked in for Budge Creek, and you asked for a break clause because you were racing somebody before me. So I gave it to you, and when I gave it to you, you went out there and took the bolts loose on the motherfucking drive shaft in the back, so you ain't had to race.
What are you talking about? MIR?
Jeff, get your ass in here, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm talking about MIR. Yes, I am.
Well, that part's break. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got control over that.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, that man looking for you, Jeffrey.
That's all right.
I'm
here. Get quiet. Get your ass in here.
That's all right.
All right. So what? Jeff, you in here? Man called you, Jeff.
Can you hear me?
I don't understand why you ain't coming like this. It ain't supposed to be coming.
It's
supposed to be
your
name.
Yeah, it is. Your energy
said it was
running.
It's just up too high.
That's all.
It's running, but we can still go back and park.
It's in the trail.
Man.
Hey, hold on, guy. Hey, whoever's talking about the trailer, can you yeah, there you go. There you go.
Oh, my bad, JB. I'll put you back on mute.
Hey, Ricky.
JB.
Yes.
Can I get you a pop when you race that yellow banana peel?
Yeah.
Mm. All right, I'll come see you.
Who did you ask that to? Who did you ask that to?
Ricky. I ain't saying.
You talking
Brian,
to Ricky?
You know, I said Ricky.
Hey man, won't you get you some motherfucking some blood in that Kool-Aid pumping hot of yours and come out there and bet your own motherfucking money on your own pot? Can I gap your motherfucking ass? I'm going to bet on that, too.
Listen, Mickey Mouse. My car was running.
Okay, hey, man, fuck all. Hey, I'm ready.
I'll race every
hey,
fucking
year. Hey, let me tell you something,
man. I don't
man.
Wait 3 or 4 years.
Let me tell you something.
I don't wait 3 or 4 years.
I guess you do. You got a motherfucking sugar daddy paying for all your shit.
Year.
I guess you do race every motherfucking
year.
Bitch, you ain't paying for it. Motherfucker, if I had a motherfucker paying for all my shit, I'd race every year, too. Fuck is you saying? The thing about it is, the only reason mine won't ready is because of the delays I had in the chassis shop.
You don't know the fuck you're talking about, man. I paid for every fucking thing in this fucking
you ain't
car.
Pay, man, you ain't paid for shit, man. You got a sugar daddy paying
yeah,
for that shit, man.
You that fucking stupid? Somebody gonna pay somebody else's car? You got to be a fucking idiot. I thought you were smarter than that. You don't
hey,
fucking thought you were.
Hey, man, your teammates paying for your shit. What's his name? What's the man that's writing the check for that motherfucker? The same motherfucker that's writing the check for it is the same motherfucker that told y'all couldn't go down to South Carolina to run baby daddy. He told y'all motherfuckers don't touch it. The motherfucker told y'all don't touch it.
And talking all that
fucking shit. If I ain't had the car running and I'm this and I'm that, why your scary ass scared to lock me in then?
I tell you what I do.
Hello?
I lock you in.
Hello?
I lock you in. And listen,
hello?
Don't hello me, motherfucker. I tell you what I do. I send a
hello?
Out for $20,000 tomorrow, and we'll lock in. As soon as my fucking shit gets over pressure, we'll run for $20,000. No punk at nothing. You ain't shit, Brian. You never was nobody.
Hey, man, I'm not going to put up no $20,000 DP, and you ain't going to put... Hey, man, motherfucker, what have you ever done? What the fuck have you ever done? You was a clout-chasing motherfucker. You sit there, you try to run people that you think are popular, you know what I mean? And you get lucky. You ran Tony Bynum with a wild-ass small block he had. That raggedy motherfucker he had couldn't beat
you. You ain't made a pass to that raggedy.
You've been running. You've been ducking. You've been ducking. You've been ducking Ricky. Hey, man, let me tell you something. You've been ducking Ricky for fucking two fucking years. You went there, you made 20 fucking shit down. Your tuna knew the rain.
The fucking
coming.
And the fucking started raining.
Yeah, yeah, you a Ricky all that shit. You motherfucker. Your tuna. Something about a tuna. A tuna is going to watch the motherfucking rain, the weather. Your tuna knew it was going to rain, and you said, well, fuck it. We'll keep making shakedowns until it rains, and we ain't got to run this motherfucker. That's what the fuck you did. But I fought Ricky for not keeping, making you stick to the fucking... To the fucking stiffs. The stiffs would be in the lanes at a certain time. If you would have came over there to me, I told you, go fuck yourself, man. If you ain't in the lanes at such and such time, pay me my DP and lock back in.
But me, hey, but Ricky's a man. Ricky's a man. He said, okay, we're going to
no, Rick, ain't no Ricky a man. Ricky just knew that he was going to have a hard time getting your scary ass back to the track. And so he just wanted to get you. He just wanted to get you when he had you there.
He ain't nobody. He never beat nobody. And you ain't going to beat nobody.
I'm going to beat you if you get enough heart to get another lane.
There's only one person
that runs away and tries to get away from a race.
Oh, there goes all Sammy.
Mm. Hey, Jeff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, buddy, you got oil pressure right now?
No, I ain't got no oil pressure. That's why I ain't saying nothing.
Well, ain't what JJ say. JJ posted a picture of the car and motherfucker, we got oil pressure over here.
Oh, it'll start. It'll run.
He said,
I'm waiting on something. I'm waiting on something.
Yeah, you waiting on them billy heads. That shit ain't gonna help you, man.
Okay, I'm waiting on set. Yeah, but I ain't, you know, I bet that motherfucker be out here.
You waiting on them billy heads. Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. If you do the same thing, you're gonna get the same results. I mean, I don't know, you know, I figure at your age you realize that if you don't change nothing's
right.
Gonna change.
All right,
you know
Brian,
I mean?
Look, instead of doing all this talking and all this hollering, let's back up a little bit.
All right, go ahead.
Who the fuck is going to beat me? I don't race them all. What the fuck you want me to do? We don't race Bowser.
Oh, man, you got Bowser on a subpar track. The man had to cut his shit back, and you know y'all got lucky. Y'all won. But I guarantee if y'all would have been on a track where you ain't had to detune the car, he would have flatlined your ass.
So mine wasn't detuned, right? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I just said. Y'all had to detune him, and you got, you know, you hit the spot. He didn't.
Okay. We're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Brian,
but if y'all was somewhere where y'all could, you know, put the power down, it would probably been a different result. The man sat there and showed you his grass. He didn't like the fact that he lost to you, so then he gets on there and he put his graph up there. He showed you his graph. When it went to high gear, the motor laid over, and you barely beat him. So, I mean... You know,
because that's a piss poor grudge. Can we put my graph up there too?
No, I'm not putting my shit up there. I didn't say that you should have done it. I'm saying that he didn't like the fact that he lost to you, so he put his up there for us to know why he lost. Which it didn't make a loss is a loss, and it just so happened that he put it up there, and he went to high gear, his motor laid over. So I mean, you know.
Hey, Jeff, a win is a win.
A win is a win. Hey, top notch. What you going to do?
What's up?
What you need to do now is you need to start shopping around for the next piece of junk that you're going to buy that somebody else don't want. Because I'm going to gap that one, and that's going to fuck your spirit up. So you're going to have to come back with something else.
So what you need to do is
start shopping around for your next car now, because I'm going to fuck your truck up.
He's going to deactivate his Facebook
for that race, too.
Well, I don't know if he's going to deactivate his Facebook, but he's going to switch vehicles.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see.
But, hey, this is real talk here. This is what I want to mention to all y'all. So, Ricky, me, Brian, and Jeff, this is what I'm interested in. I want to know when Jeff's going to be ready, because I think we need to have a little four-car shootout.
marathon shootout.
I got the two-car shootout with y'all two already. So we already got that locked, and we're going to race. Now all I need is a two-car shootout with me and Jeff, and then I beat him around the table. I'm going to run this motherfucker around here if you got a small block. I'm telling you, man.
You've been smoking too much shit.
Yeah, well, whatever.
You ain't done
shit. I'm going to run this motherfucker around here.
All these fucking
what you mean
years?
I ain't done shit? What you mean I ain't done shit? Okay, I started with a new car.
You
came
ain't
out
done
with
shit.
It in what? 2019. Came out with it in fall of 2019. Beginning of 2020, everything was shut down. I had three locked in races for VMP for the beginning of 2020 before shit got shut down. But when shit got shut down, I was looking at the car. I decided to make some changes on it. Then when I was making changes on it, I decided to make more changes on it. I talked to the people that I was talking to, and they gave me a time frame. I gave them their money. So I figured I was going to meet that time frame. Well, you know, they didn't do whole their part. They got the money and then dragged their motherfucking feet. So I ain't got no control over that. But what's going on now is what I got. I got it now, and I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fuck all three of you up. Well, two of you I'm going to fuck up. The third one ain't coming out there. The third one just talking. Because that motherfucker lose that $20,000 and got to be mortgaging houses and selling cars and shit, man. They ain't about that life.
Look, you just told me everybody buys my shit, so if I bet 20, I ain't gonna lose nothing, right? What the fuck? I guess my
well, you might not know. I don't know.
That's what you just said.
That's right. Get your sugar daddy write you a check, man. That's right. That's what you do.
That blue Mustang, yellow Mustang are built, not bought.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's another thing we got in common, Jeff. Yeah,
I know
you
the fuck you talking about.
Yeah, it was Ricky built by Perez. You're right.
Hey, let me make myself real clear here right now, motherfucker. You need to shut the fuck up. Let me talk. That
you,
bitch was bought.
You
rolling.
Bought somebody else's
you
shit.
Hey,
you ain't
let me
stripped
tell
shit.
You
you but
let me tell you something,
hey, man, I got pictures
everything,
of. Wait a minute, I got pictures of from when he built it.
It
was nothing for you to do to it. It was nothing for you to do to it. I got pictures of it as a bad chassis. There was nothing for you to do to it.
Oh, my God.
I put a motor in it and gone.
You fucking dumb motherfucker. That's what you are. Hey, you bought that Mustang.
Hey, man, you bought somebody else's shit, man. What else was there for you to do? There's nothing for you to do.
Hey, that's what you want to think because you're a hater motherfucker is what you are.
Man, what
did
I do?
Hey.
Hey, I'm going to hate on
you.
Your daddy buy you all your shit. Your daddy buy you all your shit.
Okay.
What is there to hate on?
Yeah, okay.
My daddy damn near a millionaire, so you better be glad he don't buy no race car shit for me.
Because
I can't get him to buy no race car shit for me. So if I can get my daddy to buy race car shit for me, probably nobody on the phone be out running.
Hey,
man, your daddy, so
you
got your motherfucking daddy buying everything for you? Goddamn, shit, what the fuck am I jealous of that for? Goddamn, man, I make my own way, man. I'm my own man. What the fuck am
now
I
what?
What the fuck y'all handed down to me? What?
Your granddaddy
comes
your
with a motherfucking ass whooping and a lot of lip. What?
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, again, you hating, you worrying about where my
man,
money comes from.
Hey, man, I don't know what you heard, but we grew up on Southside Richmond. My dad ain't had a pot to piss in or window to throw it out of. You know what I mean?
Really?
So,
you
know, he wasn't giving me shit. He was making me work for mine.
Hey, you look like you've been spoon fed for a long time.
Hey man,
don't you make them
motherfucking gyros or something? Can you make me some gyros out there that day? Can you work in the restaurant making gyros or something? Make me some pizza or something, man.
You worry about the wrong shit. That's what you worry about. You worry about where another money.
But you told me that I was jealous. You told me that I was a hater. How am I gonna hate on a daddy's boy? I mean, what the fuck is that a hate on? You ain't self made.
And who? Hey,
what's what I'm hating on?
Somebody tell you that? Hey, just because somebody tell you that, just a hater, dog.
That mean it's true.
That's all that is.
That mean it's true.
You over there just hating on another man.
So a hater told me that.
Why are you worried about my money?
I ain't worried about your money. You said I was a hater.
Yeah, apparently,
so I just had to give you an analogy of there's nothing to hate on. There's nothing there to hate on. What is there to hate on? Okay, you was you. And then you talk about what I did in the last couple of years because my car was down. Motherfucker, you've been gone since you sold that white car. And then you blowed up the man's red car. He stopped fucking with you. You've been gone since then. So, I mean, what you say?
You
just came out with a truck.
What are you
last year
about?
when you bought it?
What are you talking about? Hey.
That red Camaro
you
that you fucked up that you didn't know what you was doing.
Business. You don't know about another
hey, man.
Man's business. Don't
this
worry
is
about
drag racing, man. This is drag
like
racing. The man fired you because he found out you didn't know
don't
what the fuck you were doing.
Don't worry about where my money comes from.
Well, you said
don't.
I'm hating. I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
you what
are.
Is there for me to hate on?
You
close
here,
to
hey,
you.
Look, you sitting here
hey,
saying
man,
my
you,
daddy pays
you're not
everything.
A dad. Mom,
I don't
you close
even
to,
see
you close
my
to
fucking
mama,
daddy.
Boy.
My ass. I don't
okay,
live. What are you talking about, man?
I ain't say you live with
hey,
him. I ain't say you live
hey,
with him, but
just
hey,
you
man.
Inherited a bunch
hey, man,
of money
what is that for me to hate on? What is that for me to hate on?
King Kong now.
What does it mean to hate on? What does it mean to hate on? What does it mean to hate on?
You hating on another man's money. Like what am I going to worry about where Ricky gets his money, where Jeff gets his money? Why are you worried about other people's fucking business? Worry about that.
I'm not worried about your money, clown. You told me that I was hating on you, and I had to let you
yeah.
know that there's nothing there to hate on. Maybe because you might not have looked in the mirror, so being you didn't look in the mirror, you didn't get the view that I got. You know what I'm saying? But the view that I got ain't nothing to hate on. What the fuck?
View on what? A view on what?
What the fuck is there to hate on?
Shit.
The view
you
on your clown
shit.
Ass. If you on your
what?
Clown
you
ass. Hey, man,
shit.
You ain't never
and
had nothing better than me.
Now,
what you had better
just
than me?
Just now coming out with a small tire car in 2022.
What you mean just
you
now coming out?
You realize that.
Do you know that it was
you
a pandemic?
Just now coming out with one.
It was a pandemic. It was a pandemic for all
yeah,
them fucking
pandemic,
for the last few years.
It don't matter. You asked
yeah,
me
that's right. Pandemic. That's right. Pandemic.
Yeah, pandemic,
man,
motherfucker.
Whatever,
learn how
man.
To say it.
Yeah, well, when shit got shut down, motherfucker. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well,
you
look.
Know, I won't come, in, I won't come around you
don't
motherfuckers to catch the heebie
jeebies. Money coming from. Just concentrate
hey,
on
well, don't,
that.
Hey, well, don't sit up here and tell me that I'm hating on you and I'm jealous of you. What is there
well,
to be
are.
Jealous
you're
of?
You're about where my money comes
how
from.
How the fuck am I jealous
why
of
you?
You motherfucker, I got a $200,000 race car sitting here in front of me. What the fuck am I jealous of you about?
And I got a $200,000
that hand-me-down shit you got. I paid more for my fucking motor than you paid for the hand-me-down shit you bought from whoever you bought it from. Man, sit down and say, what the fuck is there to be jealous about, motherfucker? You was a $5 clown, man. What the fuck am I jealous about?
Motherfucker, I
that hand-me-down
you
shit you bought.
Bitch.
You bought a hand-me-down
hey,
truck. You bought a hand-me-down motor. The man that you bought the truck from even came on the post. Damn, when I had that truck, I wish
I
people were disrespectful
fuck,
to
fuck.
Me like that. I'd have handled them.
Oh,
so in other words, he's telling you,
fuck.
You fucking up the legacy of the truck.
I don't give a fuck what that man got to say. I don't give a fuck
man
what anybody
you fucking up the legacy of the truck. Said nobody would have thought about drawing on me like they do you.
Look. You ain't nobody
hey,
fucking
man.
Special in this
yeah.
fucking phone
ooh.
Conversation, bro. Let's just
I mean,
keep me out right
why,
here. You
why,
ain't nobody
why,
fucking
why do
special.
I'm not,
you ain't
I'm
got
not,
but
I'm
a
not
little
proclaiming
fucking
to be
PRE,
special.
A little fucking
be,
motor that
a little
ain't
what?
Nothing fucking special
a little what?
Is what you need to fucking
okay.
hear. That's what
hey,
I'm trying to say. You ain't got nothing fucking
do it,
special,
mate.
Dog. I don't give
okay,
a fuck
well,
who's
okay,
behind
I ain't
your
got
team
no
and all these other motherfuckers. Look, I'm going to flip your fucking ass up on Friday.
I got friends that associate with me. I got friends that associate with me. But ain't nobody behind me. I ain't got no backers. You know what I'm saying? This is
you
all
got
me.
All kinds of motherfuckers behind you. What are you talking about? You got fucking all
okay.
kinds of motherfuckers behind you. And look, you ain't the only motherfucker that's got a high-dollar race car. There's a couple of motherfuckers in this phone conversation that do. So don't think you somebody fucking
Well, you bought one from somebody, so, you know. You bought one from somebody.
You bought one too, motherfucker.
You
didn't build
it,
that bitch from scratch. You didn't build that car
hey, man, when
from
I bought,
scratch. So what the fuck
when
you
I bought this
about?
Car, it was just a chassis. It was just a chassis. It was just
a
chassis. They didn't
chassis.
Finish. I finished it.
It was a built chassis.
It was just a chassis. I finished it. So it was
just
a chassis.
You just a hate motherfucker is what I'm trying to point out to everybody.
What is that a hate on? You ain't never
you
did
about,
shit.
I bought a
you
roller.
Never, I mean, what is that a hate on? What is that a hate on? Why you figure I'm hating?
What,
why, fuck,
why
I got enough
even,
money in the bank to buy you and sell
it.
You. What the fuck am I hating on? What am I hating
why
on?
Why you worried about somebody else's shit?
You called me a
hater,
and I told
not,
you why I couldn't be a hater. You ain't
done,
you ain't got shit. You ain't never done shit. So what the fuck am I hating on?
Hey, are we locked in?
Yes,
we
are. So what the fuck am I hating
okay.
on? Yeah,
now, if
this,
I was
what the heck am I hating
you,
on?
If I was fucking, if I was so scared of you,
motherfucker,
we
had
in?
To trick you to make you think I wasn't driving the car
trick
for you to lock in.
Man,
motherfucker,
hey,
I sat down and we, me and Pete had to make
man,
you,
you
think that
Pete.
I wasn't driving
fuck
the car for you. Said, well, he ain't driving. I ain't locking in. I ain't locking in if he ain't driving. If he ain't driving, because you thought somebody else was
driving.
I was driving all along. I ain't gotta let nobody drive my car. And
I'm
going to tell you, you know how
hey,
I feel about letting somebody drive
your
car?
Ass on that tree.
I'm spending your money and buying a fucking race car and letting somebody else drive it, in my opinion, is like letting somebody else fuck your woman because
hey,
you can't get it up.
Is you a weak motherfucker?
So I would never do
you
that.
A weak motherfucker.
So I would never do that. You know, I would never do that. So we had to trick your dumb ass to make you think that I was scared to drive before you would lock him.
How many people you got on your show right now, JB?
Right now? 253.
Right now. 53. I want 253 motherfuckers to hear this right now and it's clear. Brian,
what you got?
When that tree fucking drops, your fucking eyes is going to go crisscross-eyed. You don't even know what the fuck happened to you, motherfucker. You hear me? And everybody hears this shit. You're going to get fucked up. You're going to get fucked up Friday night at 8 o'clock. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
And get that bitch up higher than 5,000.
See you then.
Motherfucker.
Hey, man, make it light on yourself, motherfucker. Hey, ho, slow down. Make it light on yourself, motherfucker, because you ain't going to be drinking water, eating rice cakes for the next 2-3 months trying to catch up. So make it light on yourself, because I can make y'all knees buckle. Yeah, so if you want to talk that money shit, motherfucker, I'll make you wish you never seen a motherfucking race car.
Uh-oh.
So make it light on yourself. I didn't try to chump you with no money because I wanted to race you. So I didn't try to chump you with no money. So when you said 1-on-5, I said, okay. You know what I mean? Because I won't try to not race. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, I can motherfucking count till my fingers get blisters. And hand the sack to somebody else. So what you want to do?
I'm sure. I'm sure you got like 10 motherfuckers over there.
It don't matter who over there. You the one bought it up.
Hey,
you bought it up. What I'm telling you is, I didn't want to try to make you think I was trying to chump you with money or trying to buy a race. I figure 1-on-5, that's respectable. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to talk about we ain't got to stop, hey, motherfucker, I tell you what I can do. I can bring a stack over there and you match it. I can bring a stack over there and you match it. Can you do that? I can bring a loaf of bread over there for you to match it. Can you do that?
We'll see if you even fucking run. We'll see if you even fucking race, motherfucker. How about that?
Motherfucker, I ain't never paid punk out to nobody. So I don't fuck you talking
about. Yeah, you'll see, motherfucker. You're going to see. You gonna see that little shit in Georgia? That wasn't shit, motherfucker.
Man, I don't give a fuck about Georgia. First of all, you gotta understand something. I don't care what you got because I know what I got. So what you got don't mean nothing to me because I know what I got.
I'm taking all deposits. I'm taking all bets where the deposit goes, please. Bring it on.
Yeah, because you ain't got shit either, Sammy. Sit your little ass over there.
I made you sell that white car. I made
Sammy,
you know,
Mario flip your dumb ass
so
over.
Sit your raggedy ass in the corner.
I
made you sell that white
game.
And the man holding your money is the host of the show.
Can me and you get a bet, Sammy, on the side?
You said I was doing the race,
Dan. Who you racing?
You said I was doing the race, Dan. And I said leave up the money for the next state. You said, no, I need my $1,000. Sit your raggedy ass in the corner, you fucking shootout racing bitch.
Hey, Sammy, what you need to do is you need to go borrow a night train again and try and race somebody. You sorry, bitch.
After Brian is done with your dumb ass, you're going to sell that raggedy ass sports car.
Ain't nobody done. We got to keep racing, motherfucker. This shit ain't going to stop.
So sit your ass in the corner.
Yeah, and you just sit over there and smoke your cigarettes and shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Lock me the fuck in. I'll see all glass right now. Bitch.
Yeah, come in, motherfucker. Bring your little piece
lock
of
in.
Shit off
when
your
you want
ass, motherfucker.
May
7th. Nobody's scared of you.
Lock in. Lock in.
Bring
May
your
7th.
Fucking
lock
ass,
the
you
fuck
little
in.
Shit. Hey, that little black
no,
Mustang
in.
You got,
I
you little
I ain't
sticker.
Coming.
Is that what
I
you got?
Coming.
Is that what you got,
coming.
Motherfucker?
I ain't
yeah, exactly. You want to come
don't
over
worry
and
when I come. I'll see all glass.
All
see all glass. That's all I'm saying.
I'll see all glass. What car are you going
to
rent now, bitch? What car are you going to rent now?
I'll see all glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry
about it.
All see all glass.
You ain't been shit in this game. That's why you sold out, you weak bitch.
That's why you've been running away.
9:30. You're going to piss my neighbors off.
And that's why I'm here, motherfucker. I'll be there May
7th. I own the DMV, bitch. I own the DMV.
Hey, you keep talking, but you ain't got shit. You ain't got a fucking thing.
Lock
why
me
you
the
even
fuck
talking
in.
Right now?
All steel glass. Lock me the fuck in.
Oh,
I'll
man,
come, you come with your
man,
car.
Take that all steel
and
glass
I'll come
and shove
you
that motherfucker.
Hey,
I don't give a fuck if you got
over.
Damn whatever
hey,
you
May
got.
May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
I'll run you the fuck over.
Hey.
Yeah. April 16th, come to 4-7.
I will too if you come with a ghost car.
Huh?
Damn, that ghost car shit, man, that's played out, man. Y'all need to get with the, y'all need to get with the game.
Man, sit your raggedy ass. Go back to your shootout racing.
Huh?
You little bitch.
Hey, it, racing's
fuck
racing.
The
racing's
right?
Racing. I'll run
fuck
shootouts and I'll grudge. Racing is racing. It don't matter what you're doing.
You ain't grudging shit.
Brian, go on mute. Brian, go on mute.
Yeah, hey Brian, go on mute, cause you.
You little bitch.
He's over there working on
Damn,
that weak yellow
shit.
Bananas.
You ain't
doing
shit.
Yeah,
Damn.
I'm racing, motherfucker. Got two lock races.
Sammy.
What the fuck you doing, Sammy?
Wow.
Got there smoking
wow.
your fucking cigarettes, motherfucker.
What you doing for the past 6 years? What you doing the past 6 years? Answer that question.
Past 6 years, I've been racing and waiting. Racing and waiting.
Wait,
on what?
Your fucking tricycle? Your tricycle? Because you didn't come out with shit. You didn't have shit until you went to buy that fucking junk.
I sold
that
Mustang in 17, dog.
All right. You sold it in 17.
Yeah.
What happened to 18 and 20?
Talking about building a new chassis and get fucked over is what that's called.
Motherfucker, you bought that shit. You stupid bitch.
I was getting a car built, motherfucker, because you don't know.
You bought that shit. You bought that shit.
What are you talking about? You don't
down.
Even know. You
I
don't
know.
Even know.
Believe me, I know.
Oh, you don't.
You bought that
no,
shit.
No, you don't.
Get your raggedy
bought
ass
what
out
shit?
Here.
What car are you talking about?
JB.
Yo.
MIR. MIR. 1-on-5. It rained that day. What did I tell you? Can we keep the money up? And get another
yeah,
date.
Did say that.
And what that bitch said? Give my money. Give my money.
You a fucking
my
lie,
money.
Bro. You are a fucking lie. What are
I'm
you talking
I'm lying.
About?
I'm lying.
Yes, we sat right there. Hey, we had a civil conversation. Did we or did we not?
I'm lying.
Did we or did we not? Did we
what?
Know when the next time that you and I would be at the same track?
I
we did
said
not
I come wherever you want.
And I
just
said, when is that?
Tape.
Nobody could answer.
And then,
I mean, I ain't gonna hold up $1,000 of my money and not know when we're gonna race.
I could have came to Buzz Creek or VMP the fucking following week to cut your ass. It didn't have to be no event.
Well, you didn't say that. You would have said that. The money could have stayed locked up.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. JB, didn't I say that?
Bullshit, man.
JB, didn't I say that?
Sammy, I'm gonna be honest with you, Sammy.
I did say that. I did say that because you. Your dumb ass would have never came back, and you did. You did,
listen,
you did
Sammy,
come back,
look.
And you sold the bitch to Chris Shepherd. So don't even go there.
I sold
the
car
right away.
In 17, bro. That was in 2016 when you and I were supposed to race. Look,
and you
nobody
sold
was afraid
car.
To race you. Look, I,
shit,
nobody was afraid
shit.
To race
uh-huh.
you, okay?
Okay,
so,
all right. That's why
I don't
I had to
know
go
why
ran,
you
that's
think
why I had
that
go
crazy
race
horse family. Was something over the top. That motherfucker was slow. That's why you sold it, my man.
Okay.
Like,
it's been sitting and collecting dust for 2 fucking years.
I mean,
so sit your raggedy
what
ass
else can
down.
I tell you? I mean,
who's,
you don't have
race?
The car no more, do you?
Who was
if you
going
had,
to race, huh?
If you had it right now, you could bring it May 7th, but you don't.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm building one. I'm not buying. I'm building another one.
Okay.
And
well,
if you want,
good.
I can go buy
you
that
build
bitch.
It and I hope you finish it.
And bitch, that should be ready with no problem. And I could go buy my old car back. I could go buy
please.
My old car back that I built and cut your ass.
Oh, that you built. You built.
Yes.
Well, I hope
I
you
built.
Drive that motherfucker
Scratch.
Too. Are you gonna drive
yes.
it too, or you can't
bitch
do that?
Ass move.
Oh, that's right.
I drive.
Forgot. Yeah, I know. Like, well, I hope you buy that motherfucker back,
you know,
and I hope you put a small block nitrous
buy my
back
car
in it.
For me.
The haters mm-hmm. talking. That's
all
right. It is. I ain't worried about motherfuckers. Worried about where my mm-hmm. money comes from. So,
yeah.
Look,
no,
I don't care
I
where you get your money from.
Body.
I don't care where that next man get their money from. I just run my shit the way I run it.
I know.
But right now,
I know.
I would lock
you
in.
I know
you
better come correct the six because I'm coming straight to you. With a nice stack. Let me see if you bet that bitch.
Yeah, I'm
because
sure you will. I'm sure you will because you don't have a car. You don't have shit, bro. I can come
bet
to the racetrack with 10 stacks all
bet
day
I don't
long.
Have a car.
But guess what? I run
a
fucking
bet.
Racing program.
Bet.
I spend my money in all of my
bet.
Shit.
Bet.
Motherfuckers
bet.
Can't
bet.
Do that.
I don't have a car. Bet I don't have a car.
Well, bring
bet.
It. Bring that all steel, all glass little black coupe you got in your picture and your little signature.
Right,
bring
it.
That motherfucker.
Lock the fuck
I'll paint that bitch black and blue for your fucking ass.
Lock it in.
Lock the fuck
lock,
in,
lock
then.
In right now. Lock in.
Yeah.
1-10.
Post
right
the
now.
Fucking picture up then, motherfucker.
Lock in 1-on-10 right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Lock in.
Bring that. Hey, bring that motherfucker. Bring
lock
that motherfucker
in 1-on-10.
Just
don't
bring
talk
it.
Me to fucking.
Bring
death.
It.
Don't talk.
I'm gonna
to
be
death.
There,
just
motherfucker.
Lock the fucking, please.
I don't play those goddamn ghost games y'all do up north, motherfucker. Boys down south, we
lock
fucking
in.
Be real.
1-on-10.
We don't fucking play
lock
those
in.
Games.
1-on-10.
Do.
Lock in. 1-on-10.
Man, look.
Lock in.
I know
bound.
How y'all motherfuckers do
lock
shit,
in.
And I ain't playing y'all's fucking
lock
game.
Lock the fuck in.
It's as simple as that. I will
lock
be
in.
There.
Shoot
bring that motherfucker
the
to the track, and
wanna
we will lock
grudge
in
lock the
there
fuck
at
in.
The track, motherfucker. That's what I'm going to do.
Wannabe grudge racer, lock the fuck in 1-on-10 for May 7th.
Anyways, that's
yeah,
why
anyways,
I got locked in
anyways,
already.
Anyways, go sit on one and rotate, you weak bitch. Fuck out of
yeah.
here.
Go keep, go smoke another fucking damn. Cigarette, you fucking goofy-looking bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This goofy bitch has got
hey, you a professional at smoking cigarettes.
Panties,
I'll give
you
that. That's
weak
it.
Bitch.
That is fucking it, you ugly bitch.
Gag go sit your raggedy ass on a fucking dildo.
Hey, Sammy, I bet if you sat in anything that had power, you shit your fucking pants because you don't even know what the
bet.
Fuck it is.
Bet.
You dumb bitch.
Bet.
Yeah, bet, motherfucker. bet then.
Lock me the fucking down.
You shit your fucking you shit go down your fucking ass, motherfucker.
Lock me the fucking right now. Lock me the fucking
out.
Fucking
you.
Come
on.
Lock me the fucking 1-on-10.
Hey. There's 250 people on this motherfucker. Hey,
yeah, 200. That's all
you
worry about,
right
fame, you
this
bitch.
This blue truck
you worried about
will
fame.
Be there. Bring
you,
your fucking
you worried
weak
about
shit
fame.
To Dinwiddie and lock the fuck in, Sammy. And
lock,
you sat your little skinny ass
shit.
In that motherfucker, too.
I ain't bringing bitch. Shit unless I see some money up.
I know you
the
ain't,
DP
motherfucker,
man,
cause you a weak
the
motherfucker.
DP man, the DP man is on the line right now. We can send him the fucking money right now.
I ain't sending my money to no motherfucker. I don't know, period. Die.
All right. Sit your raggedy
ass. This blue
ass
bitch
in the
will be there waiting on you.
You don't know JB or Ray Fat Albert, huh? You don't know them? You ain't sending your money,
I don't
right?
trust – hey, to be honest, I don't trust you, period. Period.
You don't trust me?
So I see
wow.
you at the track. So I see you at the track with a fucking car,
uh-huh.
motherfucker, then come talk to me.
Motherfucker,
period.
My car ain't coming until there's money up. On the fucking
man. You coming anyways.
Like
you
that.
Coming anyways. What's the hold up? You going
to
come
I'm
anyway?
Coming to bet. I'm coming to bet with
yeah,
Brian
exactly. You
and watch him crack your
man,
fucking ass.
That's why
ass. That's what I'm
man.
Doing.
That's why I don't fuck with you, bro. That's why a lot of people won't fuck with you, man. You ain't straight
who
up.
Who don't fuck with me? Who don't fuck with me? Who
you
don't
ain't
fuck
straight
with
up.
Who
hey,
I ain't straight
you're
up?
You're going to come to the racetrack. You're going to come to the racetrack, but you ain't going to bring a car unless you lock right. something
I'm
in.
Going, I'm going black. Before I say anything else stupid, I'm going on mute because
I got all the answers for you, dog.
My name, right?
I got the fucking answers for you.
Yo, I'm here. Yo.
Tell them how I feel when people say. Tell them how I feel when people say, not trustworthy.
Tell them
motherfucker,
how you feel.
Go ahead. When they say I'm not trustworthy, how I get?
You get right upset.
Huh? Upset
I don't
in a way
you're
of what?
Act. Right. Well, you'll put the money up right there. You know what I mean?
Now, when it comes down to it, you put that money up to Fat Albert Tan, my car will be there. That's all I got to say.
All right,
say.
Roy. It's Roy Hazelwood, right? I just want to make sure I got
yeah.
the name correct, right? It's Roy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're right, Tom. Roy,
hear me out. Look.
Go ahead.
I'm already going to be at the racetrack. I got two right. locked in races. Why am I not going to be there? Right? So why
right.
can't this man bring a car that he ain't going to show nobody? I ain't going to be able to see it. Why am I going to lock in a car that I don't know anything about or seen? But he knows everything about what I got. Does that even make any sense, Roy?
Good report. A lot of guys don't lock in those cars.
All right.
Yeah,
now,
and I mean, that's straight up. That's not trying to be
him,
an asshole or anything, but straight up. Explain
to him.
That's just the way it is,
explain,
dog.
No, but explain. But I'm coming 10 hours away. Explain
right.
to him, Fat Albert, what I got to get through to get down there. I ain't
yeah,
told shit
the
to breathe down there.
Yeah, you probably going to spend $1,500 just to get to the track.
So plain and simple, is no. If I'm not there with a car, it's not, I'm not bringing it. If it's a special occasion to bring a car, I'll bring it. But you got to put up the money. Plain and simple. That's
right.
it. If
but
I
you
show
gonna
up,
go through the tolls anyway.
You're gonna run like a bitch. You're gonna run like a fucking hot.
You're gonna drive through the tolls anyway. So what? I mean, what's another, you know, couple hundred dollars?
A couple of hundred dollars?
What's a couple hundred dollars?
A couple of hundred dollars. So I'm driving down in a smart car. So if I come with my race program, I come in with a motorhome, trailer. So why am I pay? I could pay
$15. That's racing, Sammy. That's racing, bro.
But I understand that fully. It's racing. I understand that fully is racing. But I'm not racing that week. I'm not racing that weekend. I'm coming to spectate that weekend.
Look, okay. Now, look, I'm going to agree with you. Look, I'm going to agree with you there. But hear me out. Why don't you just post a picture of the car, and then we can just make it real easy?
Then you don't have to worry about dragging some dope car,
and I'll tell you right here, right now, okay, let's lock it in.
I'm not a show-and-tell kind of guy.
Well, I mean, say, that's the thing. I am. So maybe
I'm not going to mix that well. See, that's the difference between me and you. I'm a true grudge racer. I've been doing it. I'm an OG grudge racer. I'm not a show-and-tell. Look what I got. I'm not looking for the likes.
I don't care about the light, bro. I just come hand out, bro. Like, everybody knows what I got. It ain't nothing, no secret here. So, you know, you talking about show and tell. There ain't no show and tell, dog. Like, I run this shit myself. I pay for this shit myself. This is my own program. So I don't have 20, 30 people behind me support me, posting shit up and all. I have to do all that stuff myself. So if you want to say I'm show and tell, hey, that's fine.
I don't need to post.
You know?
I don't need to post nothing about my cars.
I'm from the South, and I know. Right. Well, that's fine. But the thing is I'm from the South, and I know how ghost cars work, and I don't fall for those traps. Is all I'm trying to tell you. No offense to how you want to do your program.
When I'm on a track,
but that's not me.
When I'm on a track and I'm there, and you're there, and you don't want to put up a deposit, no problem. When I show up to a track with a car,
exactly,
I'm gonna be tapping you on your shoulder, and that's it. There's nothing else to talk about.
See, look, Sammy, you had Crazy Horse, right? You had Crazy Horse, and we locked in. Was it an easy lock in or not?
It was easy until you said I was doing the rain dance, but I don't think I was doing the rain dance because I wanted to cut your ass. Did you ever come back for it?
Hold on. Now, look, I saw what you had. I said, you know what? Okay. It's a Mustang. You know, ain't nothing crazy. We locked it in. The rain came. The race
man,
didn't
that shit happened
no
fucking 20 years, 10
the
years
simple,
ago, man.
The
what y'all
point
gonna
of
now?
It is that,
fuck all that
we,
man.
We were
going to
race.
Keep going on history. I ain't know you was no motherfucking historian, man. You don't keep talking about what happened in the past. Man, you a historian? I thought you was Tudor Tech or something. I ain't know you was a historian, man. What the fuck,
man? I'm just telling the story when your ass is on Jack's stand. That's all.
It's a fucking goddamn motherfucking keep talking about some goddamn shit that happened a long time ago. Who you in grudge race since you had that motherfucking truck? Let's talk about that. You say you ain't just bought it out. Who you in grudge race? Who you in grudge race?
Well, when you want to talk about a pandemic, that's how you say it.
You act like it won't no big deal. But just a little while ago, you act like it won't no big deal. You telling me what I ain't done, so I'm just trying to figure out what you done. You know,
hey,
so now you agree that it was a pandemic because I damn sure ain't see you at
no
track nowhere.
Hey, you really don't need to say much because you and I locked in. There's nothing to talk about. We're going to race.
Who the next one? So I'm gonna be your first grudge race then, right?
Can I say something?
Yeah. I'll be your first grudge race. Okay, all right. I'm special. Before you say I wasn't nothing special on here, but being I'm going to be the first one to pop your first grudge race and go pop your chair. I'm special.
I like Brian Epps. How much you want to bet?
That's fine. You like Brian Epps. I can tell. It's fine,
much,
dude. Look, I'm in my own pot for $5,000. Look, go find your little fucking side bet, whatever you need to do. I'm in my own pot. I bet my own money.
I need to get one in your pocket.
Okay, well then Brian can pull a little bit out and you can put a little in. It don't matter to me. I mean,
but you were just talking.
Hey,
all right, forget about it. I'm not saying nothing. All right, I'll go back on mute. I'll get it back.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
JB.
You Jeff Rogers. Jeff Rogers. Can we keep it in the family? I like
Jay,
wearing that.
Do you got anybody fast on here, man? You got anybody fast on here? Anybody that done fucking race all here?
Oh,
a bunch
my
of
God.
Has been shit or want to race? I'm tired of hearing this shit, man. You got somebody on here that's fast and race? You motherfuckers talking like Ronald McDonald and goddamn Burger King.
Who is that, JB?
What? Fucking Weeby.
The most fearless motherfucker in the DMV.
That's my honey bun.
Now
he said honey bun.
You want to know who race? I race. Y'all talking about has been shit, and then you race. You talking about shit that ain't racing about who got this and who got that. Y'all weak motherfuckers gonna get in the paint. I've been chasing all y'all except for Ricky anyway.
That's my honey bun.
Weeby.
That's my honey
bun. Yeah,
Weeby.
Anytime you want to donate to my racing program, I'll take that donation.
I appreciate it. You know I got your back. I got you. But I ain't gonna give it to you. You're gonna work for it.
Well, I mean, whatever I gotta do. If I gotta grab another lane for to get that donation, I'll be glad to do it. See, Weaver, let me tell you something. I like you, Weaver. I like your fire, and I'll be trying to spare you. You know what I mean? Because you ain't scared, but at the same time, that ain't gonna help you. And so I be trying to ignore you when you talk like you're talking now because, I mean, okay, you got, like, you go to a Chevrolet dealership, you know what I'm saying? You might got a Chevy Blazer, but then you got a GMC Denali. You see what I'm saying? And I know you got the Blazer, and I ain't knocking the Blazer because the Blazer nice too. But I was like, well, damn, I'm over here with the Denali. I think I'll be, you got the V6 with the kit on it. And I think I said, well, damn, it looks fast, but it's not really fast. So I don't even want to be, have you get the impression that I'm picking on you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, straight up with you,
Weaver. You stand a better chance of getting pregnant than outrunning me, man. And I don't want to do you like that.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why, when you be cutting down on me on the book, most of the time when you cut down on me on the book, all I do is put up laughing faces. Because I'd be like, I ain't going to do that to him, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You're a nice guy.
Listen, you a bear. Just pull everybody pour honey on me then. That's how it's going to work.
Well, I won't pour no honey. Hey, look. Hey, you see that bottle that I posted? How about I buy another one of them and bring that to the track, and then we share that bottle? See, I'd rather do that with you. You know, like I keep them on deck, man. I'm something like an alcoholic, but I'm not an alcoholic. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't drink as much, but I will drink one with you.
They say, pour honey. You a bear, pour honey on me. Good.
Pour honey.
That was real slick, Reed. That was real slick. I still ain't going to fall for it, though.
Damn, Weaver say, well, you a bear? Pour honey on me. Good gracious.
What kind of honey pot, Albert?
I knew that was coming.
Not that type of honey. Hey, Sammy, I hope you don't pour that type of honey on him. Oh, boy. Oh man,
then we have to give somebody a plan B.
But me, I just want to see all those badass small blocks race, man. You know what I mean? All of the talk, the racing talk, I respect it. I love it. I'm just a fan of all of y'all. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nothing personal, but I really can't wait to see y'all actually all four go at it, I'm not taking on nobody's side. I kind of like Ricky, and I kind of like Jeff. I don't like Top Notch, and I don't like Brian. So, but it just a love hate situation. But I really want to see all everybody get on it and at their best. You know what I mean? That's just me.
Mm-mm.
But I hope all the Mustangs run the train on that goddamn truck.
Dude, you said run a train on go.
Weeby. Somebody got it? Somebody in here a little late. I don't want to give them a chance to at least talk. 301, ending in 4067. I don't want to get. I just seen you.
I ain't hit the one. Shit. What's up?
Yes. You're a lying motherfucker. I had it. Your hand is up. I got a hand beside
your
name.
I don't know.
And look,
well,
two
I can
five,
put the...
252, your number's open. 252.
What's up, fellas? What up, JB? What up, everybody?
What up, Keenan?
What's going on?
I'm just getting in,
hey,
man. How's everybody doing?
So, Weeby, are you going to pour honey on Keenan, too?
He's an assassin. You got to hide from them.
No, man. You ain't got to hide, though. You ain't got to hide.
I ain't got nothing for him. I got a make-believe. I got a car, but it ain't for him.
No, man. I'm just up here listening.
I don't want none of those problems. I know when to where I leave shit alone. But Top Notch and Brian Epps and Jeff Rogers and Ricky Fox, I ain't scared of neither one of them.
God have mercy. Hey, you need to stop hanging out with Fat Albert. Fat Albert giving you that goddamn honey. And see that honey, man, I'm going to tell you, make you do some shit you don't want to do.
Hey, Jarrell.
That man. Jarrell Apollo, your daddy calling you.
Well, who calling me?
Your daddy.
Hey, where's Jack and Allen at?
In the trailer.
Y'all let them listen to this bullshit they talking.
Yeah, we was listening to it when you was eating dinner.
I got
you. Oh, you was
what
eating
talk
steak
about
tonight?
Pork tenderloin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
can you come down here tomorrow?
Okay. I might be down late tomorrow night, early Saturday morning.
Oh, okay. Kenny, you coming down?
What is that?
Galat.
Yeah, I'll probably come down there.
Oh, I'll fucking track on kill, baby.
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'll do a little spectator.
Hey, Jarrell, you
Lord,
seen them
have mercy.
Street Outlaws down there testing.
Who?
What now?
Street Outlaws. They were down there testing on it.
Yeah, yesterday.
They were down there testing on Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. Wednesday
yeah,
Tuesday.
Yesterday. They were here.
Yeah, 734 area code, 2005. Your mic is open. Didn't want to leave you hanging, bro.
What's going on, fellas? This is Nick Neighbor from Michigan.
Oh!
JB,
you
what's up?
You want to get in on this small block talk? Here, fella?
I just caught the end of it, and I heard some honey was involved, so I had to get in.
Oh, so you want to – hold on. So you throwing some honey that day, too? Because I know you coming with that disco vet.
That's the plan, so – I'm not sure who else is on the line, but we're ready to lock in, whatever.
Well, look, I'll give you help. You got Ricky Fox, I think might still be on the line. You got Jeff Rogers. You got these are all small block guys. Brian F. And I think you got Top Notch still on the line.
Yeah, me and Top Notch talked a bit. So I'm down with some action with that truck if he's down.
Oh, shit. Oh. Top Notch, you still on?
Nick, don't hold your breath, Nick. Don't hold your breath.
What's happening, buddy?
What's going on?
What's going on,
don't
man?
Hold your breath.
Hey, so, Nick Neighbor, is the car called the Disco Vet or the Camel Jockey? Disco
Camel
Vet.
Jockey.
All right, Disco Vet. God damn it. That's what I'm talking about. You pouring honey on yourself or what?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
This Jordanian is coming hard on everybody now.
Whatever. I mean, we'll be there. I mean, I'm sure we'll get some action. You know, if you guys want to lock in something now, we can lock it in. If not, you know, I'm sure we'll talk later. But we'll be there. We'll be on the property.
Yeah, we can most definitely do some. I got a Saturday is going to be me and Michael Lang got a little race. I think we might end up doing it first round, but
gotcha.
if time's there, I mean, you and me can do something easily, man. You know, 5 on 25, something like that. I don't have to be nothing crazy.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm real easy to get along with, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Same here, bro. Same here. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hey,
man.
I tell you what.
It's been a while since we've been. What's up?
I tell you what. I know both of y'all are probably going to, you know, y'all are going to enter the shootout too, right? The Stock Boy Space shootout?
That's the plan. Yeah, I plan on it. Yep, yep.
Well, if you want, and I'll put some money on top myself out of my pocket. If y'all run on a shakedown, I'll put some money on pocket.
Okay. How many shakedowns do we get, JB? Do you know?
You get two. You get two.
You get two? Okay.
Yep.
I mean, we could do it on the second shakedown.
I'm down. That works for me.
I'm easy, man. I mean, hey, it's racing, dog. I mean, we got to go down the track,
sure.
You know, regardless, so fuck it.
Yep. Second shakedown sounds good on Saturday, right?
On Saturday.
Yep.
That works.
And JB, I mean, you could be a DP guy if you want. It don't matter.
Yep. And I'm going to put the money on top, too. And we're going to put a camel. We're going to put some leg of lamb from Sammy in it. Sammy going to make some leg of lamb. So, you know, winner get leg of lamb.
You know what, JB?
We have a little chef over there.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to cook some leg of lamb.
There you go.
Chef,
leg of lamb.
I'm picking you up, Jeff. Jeff, what time I'm picking you up, Jeff?
You know, just because it's Brian F's show, fuck Brian F, I wouldn't even come around that raggy motherfucking track that day.
Look.
I guess you wouldn't come around there and get drawed on.
Slow motherfucker,
you got.
Jeff.
Yeah.
I know you have your differences with Brian F. But you know what? For that weekend, he's Team International for now.
No, I got to go with Ricky Fox. I can't bet on Brian.
Oh shit!
Oh, the team is
about
breaking
that slow
up
ass
on
truck.
Six...
I ain't never seen the truck. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It was red back in the day.
Listen, I'm old school, Sammy. That motherfucking Brian F ain't been down the racetrack yet. That bitch going to have more excuses. My converter's not right. The rear end gear's wrong. Got the wrong transmission ratio. My lockup.
Hey, man, I ain't no dumb motherfucker like you going buying parts from somebody and don't buy
used
parts.
I don't buy parts
from
nobody.
Once you got your sugar daddy involved, then you start getting top notch shit. But when y'all had Devil's Advocate, that was a one raggedy ass motherfucking Mustang,
hey,
man.
Notch.
And
top
you know
notch.
That raggedy ass Devil's Advocate
top
fitted
notch.
Your
you're
motherfucking
top
budget.
Top
you was
right,
raggedy,
right.
And that motherfucker was raggedy.
He worried about somebody else's money.
Man, you worry about somebody else's money. First of all, Jeff, you the one started the bullshit.
Exactly.
When me
saying.
And P
you
had you on the phone,
money.
And I told you where my
he
car was, and you going to make some slick comment talking about something. How long is it going to be in chassis jail waiting for you to get the money to fix it, to pay the bill? I'm like, what? That's what you said. You said that shit to me and Pete on the phone. You did. You did.
I said you had to call.
Motherfucker. No, you.
Years.
When I told you my car was at 1320, you told me, yeah, I went down there twice and looked at it. You ain't got enough. And I told you, I said, well, if you went down there one time, and then you turned around and went back there a second time because you couldn't believe your eyes the first time. That's why you went the second time. And then that's when you made the motherfucker. That's when you made the comment, how long is it going to be down there in chassis jail waiting for you to get the money to pay the bill? Hey, motherfucker, I don't put my shit in the shop and I ain't got money to get it out. You did say that. Well, that ain't what you said on the phone. That ain't what you said on the phone.
Call him up. I ain't never been to his
call who up? I ain't got to call him. He ain't got nothing to do with this conversation. We going by what you told me and Pete, okay? So there ain't no point bringing somebody in that won't even be on the conversation.
I'm going to tell you one more time. That's a raggy motherfucker you got. a piece of fucking
motherfucker.
You wish you could afford one.
You wish you could afford one. You ain't had your sugar daddy.
Motherfucker, cash and play twice the card, a piece of shit you got. Twice the fucking card.
I know.
Brian, you need to stop worrying about people's money, man.
First of all, dummy, I just sat here and told you the conversation that he had with us. He was worried about my money.
Yeah.
He was worried about my money. He's the one that started that shit.
He was worried about my money. He didn't say nothing about
dummy. Dummy, you wasn't on the phone when me, him, and Pete was on the phone. So how the fuck do you know what he said?
Dummy, I'm talking about tonight.
Well, he just sat here tonight. You know what? Shut the fuck up, man. You're not paying attention, man. Go do what you was doing when you missed the conversation. I ain't got time to explain shit to your dumb ass.
I know what the fuck me and Jeff was just talking about.
Me and Jeff was just talking about shit that he said to me. So what the fuck are you talking about? You're so quick to want to jump on my motherfucking nuts that you just ain't paying attention to what the fuck is being said. That's what you're talking about.
You're talking about irrelevant
shit. Motherfucker, I'm talking about a conversation that him and me and Pete had. So what the fuck is you talking about?
And how does everybody else know?
You're about a stupid motherfucker. You're about a stupid.
Hey, Ricky Fox still on here? What you got, Jeff? It sounds like you got something on your mind.
Nah, I'm just seeing what he's doing. I'm trying to change the subject because this motherfucker hollers too much. He likes to argue. I ain't into arguing no more.
Hey, Brian, let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Don't answer the wrong one. You'll be arguing with him.
You been on the track yet?
Brian Epps.
Hello?
I'm at the track now. We in the trail.
You don't sound too confident. You're getting fucked up, man. I hate to tell you, buddy. You're getting fucked up. Hey, let me tell you something, man. I know, like I said, you think you know a whole lot about this. You can't tell me nothing.
Ask me. You ask me, and if I want to answer you, I will. You don't tell me a motherfucking thing, you dummy.
In a couple weeks, you getting flipped the fuck over, buddy. I don't care. I don't give a fuck who you got in your corner.
Oh, my God.
Watch. I'm going to flip that bitch right over and kick that motherfucker off the goddamn seawall, motherfucker. You're going to see. Watch. Get quiet.
Oh, got quiet. He might have. Hold on.
Hey, JB, look. Here's the other thing that...
Hey, man, why am I going to argue with an irrelevant motherfucker? I'm the first grudge race he done had. So what the fuck? He ain't done shit. So what the fuck? What am I supposed to do? Every time he says something, I'm supposed to respond? He ain't done shit. Okay, so what the fuck? You act like I didn't just come out with mine. You don't know what I did. I assume you make an ass out of you. That's what you're doing.
Well, look, we're going to find out.
What you're going to find out is that shit that you went in, you know, because you like to go to the swap meet and buy shit. You went to swap meet, bought a truck. You went to swap meet, bought a motor. It ain't going to work out for you, cuz.
Yeah, you're right.
Some people sold that shit for a reason. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted better. They wanted better. So they figured, well, we sell the top pocket. He missed a hand-me-down.
Hey,
you know, we're going to sell it to
him. If I was real dumb, I'd have bought the truck turnkey, but I didn't. So, you know, it is what it is. Maybe this hand-me-down got enough shit for you, buddy. We'll see.
JB, for your first show, buddy, I tell you this, it's been awesome.
Hey, man, them boys got a little nasty tonight.
May 7th, buddy. May 7th, we're going to find out a lot of shit. May 6th and 7th, we're going to find out.
Yes, sir.
And look,
top notch,
Nick Neighbor. I'm going to get with y'all so we, you know, on the back lines, we can get it all locked in, get the P's and everything, because I ain't going to post nothing until it's official. So I'll get with y'all on the back line.
Yeah. That works.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We don't do no fake shit. The race ain't locked in. If the race ain't locked in.
Hey, JB, that what you call an easy lock-in right there. I was impressed with that. That didn't even like, okay, we'll do it.
Yep.
Boom, boom. Boom, bam. That's quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Get it over. Shake down pass. Look, a shake down pass for a grand run. That's what it's called.
That's what we do. We do it on the suck. Can't get no easier than that.
Battle of the camel. And look, battle of the camel jockeys. That's what we're going to call it.
Oh, shit. Hey, tell me. I got some goats to feed tomorrow morning, so.
All right,
now look, now Nick Mabel, you know
it's
a top notch win. He gets that name from you.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you from, Nick?
Like originally from?
Yeah, originally.
Jordan. Jordanian. Jordanian Armenian.
Okay.
A little split.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. That's what's up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't tell me
well,
y'all two
well,
are
JB,
like cousins or something.
You can't mix in too much. You know, I'm half white and half Persian, so I ain't completely sand jockey.
Well, look, hey, I'm gonna tell you something top notch, and I'm not gonna hold back no punches. I'm not gonna hold back any punches. You know, truthfully, Persian women are some pretty motherfuckers. God damn it, man.
And they can cook too, Josh.
JB, I gotta say, good report, JB. Good report on that.
Good report.
Well, what they eat? What they cook?
What they cook?
Yeah.
Man, there's all kinds of friggin'. I mean, not to get completely off subject, but Persian food is some of the best food you guys have ever eat. I mean, cholo kebab, I'm sure somebody's probably had some of that here on the show, but there's all kinds of Persian food, man, but there's so much shit to list, I can't even tell you all of it, but it's good shit.
From a man that loves to eat, JB, I got to try it, huh?
I think Sammy got all of us beat. He seems to know how to cook more than any of us.
I want to know if Fat Albert talking about trying to eat the food or the Persian woman.
Mm. Yeah, both of them. Both. Well, you thought I was gonna shout up and don't say nothing?
Yeah.
Both.
You got to be greedy with that one. You got to have both.
Well, I tell you one thing. Y'all done got me 150 miles up the road. JB.
Yes, sir, Drop.
They done got me up the road, JB.
And I know they did, Drop. And I know they did.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something else.
I ran the scale house, JB. When they was arguing, I drove by the scale house. I done ran this ass game. God, no.
Something else too, Fat Albert. You ain't lie when you
What's
said
that?
You eat both the Persian food and the Persian woman. Ain't no shame to my game. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Jordan in the East not Persian? Persian is in Persian?
Sammy.
Hey, Sammy. I gotta ask you, Sammy.
I'm just speaking facts.
Ain't you Persian, Sammy?
I ain't Persian. I'm Middle Eastern.
You look Persian, sweetie.
I'm gonna show you my Middle Eastern sausage, motherfucker. You keep it up.
That's my buddy Samantha, y'all. I can't hit Samantha too hard. We've been keeping it real for 15 years now.
I'm gonna give you a Palestinian sausage if you keep fucking with me.
I heard they ain't big, so it's all good.
As long as they hit the sidewalk, we good. Bigger is always not better. Remember that.
They ain't got no. They don't put enough seasoning on it.
I can season your ass real good. Don't worry about that one.
Yo, we be funny. We be.
So I'm going back on mute now.
Oh.
Maybe
how
long
God.
Your show stay on? It's after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll go to 10:30.
Oh, okay.
Man, yeah. Albert, send them $50 more for Cash App and keep on the show.
That's right. Send them $50 more. We're going to keep the show on for another hour.
That's right.
Mm. It might go past 10:30. It depends on if I started the show late, it's guaranteed to go to 11. But being that I started right on time, it probably go to 11. I ain't gonna lie, it probably go to 11.
What time it start, JB?
8 o'clock.
Starting at 8.
Now
every Thursday.
Now, JB.
Yep. Am I ragged ass? Was on time today. So what?
I'm gonna have to bring that trophy that you gave me with the microphone back to the track and I have to give it to Brian Epps.
You're saying you're gonna pass on the shit talk of the year award to Brian Epps?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I lost that trophy.
Look, you gotta wait till the year's over. Sam, you gotta wait till the year's over yet? Because that goddamn, you know that goddamn Kenny Ferguson talks a lot of shit now. You might have to give it to him.
Hell yeah!
Now he's been quiet.
What's
he
talk?
He's been very, very quiet lately. You know
he ain't got
right.
Old he ain't got
yeah,
old
you know
pressure.
You're right. You're right. But he should talk shit until he gets oil pressure.
Huh?
Where is
What's
he?
That?
Kenny, where you at?
Let's see. Kenny? Hold on. I think
Ms.
he
Ferguson,
is still on. Hold on. Let me see.
Ms. Ferguson.
Oh, yeah. His line is, yep, he's still on. He must be muted because he's on 5-4. Let me text him.
Good. Leave his ass on mute then.
How many people got on the show now, JB?
Well, live talking. People that can talk, 46 can talk.
Right. Somebody's watching. Well, listen.
Watching went off because the air, it don't tell me after 10 o'clock, it disconnects, don't tell you how many got. But right now, 46 people can talk.
Hey, how many
but you
how
had
does
two.
The show hold? Can you get 300 on there?
The show can hold 500.
Oh, Lord.
Mm.
Did you have 500?
I have
3. I don't do no capping.
Ain't no 500 assholes going to listen to this show. But
all
well,
I know
knew was
is
on.
These are the comments.
Nobody knew was on.
All right, hold on. These are the comments for tonight. True shit, wants my hold on. You a bear, pour honey on me from Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, oh my God. And then let's see. Oh, Travis, got him Travis. I'm dead, man. This is great. You shoot out racing bitch. The comments.
Who said that?
A guy named Travis. Said, man, I'm dead. The man said, you shoot out racing bitch.
Yeah, I didn't know it was on. Nobody knew it was on. It'll get good next week.
Oh, yeah, because I got a few people that said they couldn't get on. And that you know, like I said, I got talked back into it, but I'm glad because I got to hear some funny shit tonight. Oh, my God, man. I'm going to get you pregnant and give you a plan B. Oh, my God.
I'm going to shove my nuts up in you. Good gracious.
Nuts up.
I thought I was gonna have to send Brian some holy water. God Almighty.
Yeah, Brian. One thing about Brian, he gonna let you know what he gotta. Oh, Brian said he had the track.
I'm off ain't no racetrack.
Fucking better be.
That's somebody's ain't in a racetrack. Yeah, you are. I heard him talking in the background. I heard him in the background talking. He started the car going to make the neighbors mad. But you know the motherfuckers home. I can hear him talking. What happened?
No, we see him.
The motherfucker went dead on my end.
Everybody fell
asleep. No, we hear you.
Where's Keenan
we
at?
Hear you.
Is Keenan still on there?
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, he's still there, Keenan. Dog. He's still there.
Yeah, sir.
Keenan, you don't need no honey on you. You're already sweet, but listen to me. If you give me that break down there, the 17th, we can do that.
You know what I told you had, right?
You told me I had to kick.
No, I didn't tell you that.
You did. You said I had to leave in 4 seconds or something.
I told you got the back tire to quit.
You told me I had to kick, and I told you, give me the kick, and I'll keep it. I'll clear your ass. You said I had to leave in 4 seconds. I said, that's a good deal.
Hey, I don't know who somebody got the music. Somebody got the music jamming in the background, but is that Jarrell?
That's probably Weeby Cooper.
Nah, I ain't mean.
So like I told you, Jeff, on the 16th, I'll give you the 101.
I told you the 16th, let me move and I'll clear you.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the 101 and I'll come off the trailer. You can shake down all day, I'll come off the trailer.
You got to come off the trailer to race. You got to come off the trailer to race. You can't get in the fucking
No, I'm going to let you test. You test as many times you want to and I come off the trailer.
Well, see, that's like some trickery shit because they got testing. They got a test session Friday. That's where you'll be. That don't really make a whole lot of sense.
I don't know where I'm going to be at. But I told
you
I'm
going
to come off the
trailer. You can't test down there the whole week of the race and I'll run you like that.
That's a different day that the Lord has made. So you can't tell me what I can do.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to tell you. So don't try to trick me because you can't trick a trigger. So what I wanted to do is go ahead and let me move, and I'll clear you. And look,
no,
we got a radio prep track. I got slick. You got radio. So you got the advantage.
Well, you can put radios on yours.
I won't. Well, put slicks on yours. I'll run your head up.
They won't fit.
Well, they won't fit on mine then.
Yeah, that's it. They won't fit.
Look, Jeff.
Yeah,
Jeff. He can give you
yes,
the
sir.
Kick, and you give him the back tire, and that's it.
I told him I'd give him the back tire. But listen, here's what I'm going to do, Sammy. I'll be going to line up, head up. As soon as I move, I got to leave within 4 seconds, and I'll clear him. I'll clear him on the big end.
Might as well throw the back tire for him.
I like to clear him. Once they get motherfucking Corvette and gap that motherfucker, he let me move.
No, we're not doing it. We're not giving nobody the break. It ain't happening. If you need the break,
you
need to stay in your own lane.
I didn't call you out. You called me out. So that's why I was staying in my own lane.
Well, that's what I did. I called you. I told you you had the 101.
Right. All right, I guess ain't a race. I'm just trying to make give you a little excitement.
What y'all was supposed to be doing at that, Keenan? Jeff?
MIR next weekend.
Z-M-O-R.
I'll run him head up down the beach.
By the climb. See how easy that was?
Okay.
What about head up at Outer Banks?
I declined there as well.
Hey, Weeby Cooper, where's your college sportsman car at?
I'm going to be testing it this weekend. I'll be driving it for the first time this weekend.
All right. Well, you call me next Thursday night on this radio show, you might feel froggy.
I got radio 315 on it.
I don't give a fuck. You got dump truck tires on the motherfucker.
Well, you gotta give me some time. I ain't gonna jump out there. And plus, it ain't mine to be. It's bad enough I'm driving it, but I probably can't call shots on it. But let me get some seat time first. Give me to May.
Listen, Weeby Cooper. If you drive that motherfucking Mustang you drive around, you get in that goddamn Corvette, it's gonna feel like a Cadillac. You'll be fine.
That's what everybody said. You know, until I get in there. So Weeby Cooper, you and Jeff Rogers gonna get it on pretty soon. Yeah, I mean we talked about it before the pandemic. You know what I mean? So we're definitely gonna get it on. I don't want nothing either.
You ain't gonna get none.
Oh, you been?
I might pour some honey on your back or something.
But it's gonna be a adventure for me because I've driven a big tire car once. But, you know, I own one, so I'm just getting some seat time in one to see how it goes.
Now, you, Jeff, if you put some honey on Weeby, you're going to get diabetes.
It'd be extra sweet. It's like you're going to get that
extra
sweet
tea.
Yeah. Extra sweet southern tea. So Weeby's out here.
Hey, Weeby, you going to have that spook juice at BNP on the 7th?
I hope I do, but I ain't never had no problem with parts, but it's just the stuff that I got now. I can't take off another motor to put on there, so I got two things on back order. If they come, you know, before, you know, all I need is like 3 or 4 days before then. I plan on being there.
All right.
Well, you gonna give me something?
Yeah, something straight off the trailer.
Oh, shit. I don't do that shit.
Do something like 5 on 15, you know, nothing crazy. 5 on 15, straight off the ramp Saturday.
Yeah, I ain't doing no off the trailers.
I thought you'd off the trailer man.
Yeah, that was when I used to drink a lot. I drink a little bit.
When I used to drink a lot.
Well, if I get around JB and Epps and them Fat Albert and then I mean anything could happen. But I don't plan on I plan on being smart
Weeby.
With my money this year.
Weeby.
Huh?
It's easy to get you off the trailer.
Yeah, you because your car weak. I wouldn't worry about it. Even you had. If you had a pro mod, I wouldn't worry about it because you was driving. You could take the assassin car and drive his Corvette, and I'll run you with my Mustang because I know you're gonna let off the gas.
Weeby, you talking a lot of shit. The only reason you got the 1-on-1 for my weak shit, my daily driver, and a race car, and a race car is not giving you shit. Shit.
Hold on. You gonna give me the 1-on-1?
I already gave it to you in Galant. You paid off.
Yeah, well, I couldn't make it. I broke.
I understand that part, but I'm just saying, it's easy to get you off the trailer when you offer you 1-on-1.
Yeah,
they want you that bad.
Anybody offer me something like that off the trailer, I got to gamble with that one. But I ain't doing no heads up.
Since I'm going back on mute now.
Buddy. You let me know when you're ready.
All right, I appreciate it.
Go back to that because, you know, I'm going to get drunk tomorrow, so I'm going to forget. So Top Notch is offering Weeby the one-and-one?
No, he said heads up.
Heads up. Uh-oh. Off the trailer?
Yeah, off the trailer.
I don't understand. I'm so slow. Why would you race me off the trailer?
I mean, because it's a new day, man. Ain't nobody going on the track yet.
Yeah, I like your strategy, but I'm gonna have to play checkers, not chess. So I'm gonna have to see what I got going on first. But don't count me out of not doing it. Just right now, I can't discuss it because I don't even have oil pressure yet. But if I'm on the property and I get some shakedowns Friday, I might come over there to you and I might do it. I'm not saying that I won't. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool, man.
Then it won't be no excuses. We'd be a good track.
Well,
yeah. I mean, the track gonna be there for sure. I mean, I think. I don't know who. Do you know JB? Do you know who's actually gonna be prepping or?
Tyler.
Tyler's okay. Well, yeah, you know the damn track's going to be there, so it shouldn't be a problem, I don't think.
Yeah, last time we raced, it was a spin fest.
Spin fest?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, just let me know, man.
Trust me. You're going to know. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much right now. Friday, we got Brian.
What time you got Brian?
Got two Saturday. Got what? I got Lang probably first round, and then we got Neighbor second shakedown and shootout. So, I mean, hell, if you come shut out the ramp, that'd just be three right in a row for me anyway. So I'm coming to gamble.
Come on, give slow ass Weeby the one-on-one.
The what?
Give that slow ass Weeby one-on-one.
Shit, you can't sleep on Weeby. Motherfucker ain't slow.
I thought you coming to gamble.
Yeah, straight off the ramps. Ain't no car made a shakedown. That's gambling.
All right.
He can test Friday. He can test Friday just like everybody else. I'm assuming you probably got a big block.
You don't know we'd be too good then.
I mean, I got a little hand-me-down motor, so I mean, I shouldn't be too hard to beat. You know what I mean?
You got a hand-me-down motor, but we got a fucking 6 motors in one. Use parts in there.
I got a Lego motor, like Legos.
Hey, what time is Lego Friday, JB?
I think his crank is held on by a shop towel.
You said what time is it open Friday?
Yeah.
I think the gates, I'm going to get with Tyler in the morning. I think the gates Friday open at 5, but I know there's a private test they're going to post to Thursday. If y'all want, y'all can gamble at the test session. I hope you. So, Top Notch, what time are you supposed to run Brian Epps?
Well, I mean, it sounds like Friday, that was another pretty much a full day of, 5 o'clock on Friday don't make sense for that race. This should be probably like more like a noon, you know. But 5 o'clock, I mean, so JB, you basically saying
That ain't nobody.
Hold on,
going
you
now,
said.
So
hold on. No, you said Friday. I was talking about Thursday. I was saying if y'all, you know, you said you had a full plate. Thursday there's a test session. Shit, y'all can get it on a test session if you want. Now Friday, I'm looking at it now. Friday, gates open early. Sorry, my bad.
Okay. All right. Cool. I mean Saturday, like I said, if Weeby, you make as many shakedowns you want to make, and then if you want to run straight off the ramp Saturday, you know, I can do it. I ain't giving you a damn thing because you got a damn big block. Simple as that, man. Just to be straight with you.
Well, I'll let you know Friday evening.
Sounds good.
So, I mean, they said, what time you logged in to run Brian Friday?
8 o'clock.
What time, y'all? 8 o'clock, Jeff.
All right. I just got to make sure I get down there.
Hey, Jeff, you found them rocker arms for me yet for my Ford motor?
No, I wasn't looking. What do you need?
I need a shaft rocker for the Victor 7721s.
You ain't still had no Ford motors in them cars?
Man, my steel glass car just got a Ford motor. Got a nice little small block, too.
Gotcha. I'll check around tomorrow.
All right.
Anybody know if Mark Jackson got that Mustang? He can come get. He can come down and get some too.
No, you ain't got to worry about that.
Nah, I'm just checking.
we was arguing about that on the other show before I came over here. The boys was giving them hell about that.
They said he brought it to the track though, didn't he?
Nope. Hell no, he ain't had no car at that track. Weeby, stop that, Weeby. Stop it.
No,
stop it.
I didn't go. But somebody said he had it parked beside a trailer. That's all.
Yeah, you're right, Weeby. You're right. He had that his daily driver. It was a Camry, Toyota Camry. Yeah.
Right
beside the trailer.
I was going to say that, Fat Al, but he did have a car there.
No, he didn't have no race car. They did all that capping for nothing. They ain't break no car.
Boy said he had a Camry. God damn. Well, maybe he'll get something going in the next couple weeks, couple things going on. He's not bad for the game. He bring action when he's riding, so I respect that. But I know I'm going to bring my RV and trailer Thursday test, and I'm going to sit back Saturday. I'm going to drink a little Crown Royal and watch Epson and Top Notch. Like that's a big thing right now. And then when is Epson Cannibal going to run?
Saturday.
Never.
Oh, Saturday. I'm going to have two good days to get drunk. Friday and Saturday. Ricky Fox. I like that.
Hey, I tell you like Jeff, this, though. Even though me and Brian, you know, been going back for fucking years, it don't matter. We're going to race. You know, he win, I win, I'll still shake that man's hand regardless, even though we talk a lot of shit to each other.
That's right. That's the way it should be.
That's racing. I mean, that's how rivalries are. You know what I mean? But that's racing.
Mm-hmm.
But I like I said, y'all small block guys raise a whole lot of hell, man. So I'm not going to miss no race. They y'all are locked in on the property. I don't care if y'all was down Orlando. I'm going to take the trip to go see it. I mean, you know, y'all raising a lot of hell. I like that shit. When Jeff, when you going to be ready?
Man, I was supposed to be ready. That's why I'm kind of disgusted, but I got to wait my turn, I guess.
It won't be long. It won't be long. Because what happened is, Epson, Ricky are burning shit up and send it down the road 600 miles, wherever they send them. There'll be a couple months waiting to get it back, and I'll be ready by then.
Oh, shit.
I fixed mine in the garage. I don't got to send the motherfucker across the country. I got a junk motor. That's Brian Epps. I got a junk motor. That motherfucker come beat me in my worst day.
No, Jeff, he said your sugar daddy. I don't know what he meant by that, but your sugar daddy bought your motor.
Hmm. That's a lie, motherfucker. I work 7 days a week. I just got off work when I called y'all. That motherfucker don't know me. He probably got one of them PPE on him. What the fuck he got? I don't give a fuck what he got.
JB,
break
that down, JB.
Oh, my God.
PPE on.
Right there, oh, there, my God. Oh, my God.
He's on that motherfucker's on that. He's on that. He's on that pandemic.
You got a what?
Motherfucker.
You got a PPP. A PPP motor.
Yeah, I'm
mighty.
He got a
motherfucker. Fat Albert. That motherfucker.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
That same motherfucker that told me I ain't had enough money to get my car at 1320, so I mean, I don't know. You know, he going to think what he thinks.
I was getting ready to talk good about Brian, but God damn it, Brian. Man.
Fuck it, don't do it. Keep the same energy,
nah.
God damn it. Jackie, motherfucker, man.
I like you and Pete, but God damn it, man. God
damn.
What to do for y'all, I tell you.
Well, you better not get on the phone in the morning time on the live feed in the morning. Good gracious, Joe.
I gotta work in the prison tomorrow. I can't take my phone in there. I gotta work in the prison.
Yo.
What the fuck happened now?
Oh, there he is, Mark Jones.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck. Uh-oh. That's Mark.
Top,
oh. Somebody was asking what you gonna have. I want to know if you're going to bring Showtime to BMP May 6th, May 7th.
Top in the truck.
To what?
Is that top knot?
The running truck.
Yeah, with the truck. Yeah.
Now, you ought to fucking know what I told you. We're going to get it on. What the fuck do you have to bring my name up for? Don't pump break on these shows.
Huh?
All he asked was you gonna have Showtime there. That's all he said.
What day is it?
May sixth or seventh.
Which one is that? I don't know which one that is. It's the first
Virginia
one.
Virginia Motorsport Park.
And Top Knot's going to run head out, right?
Yep, small block apiece. Small block nitros apiece.
Who's that? Jeff Rogers?
That's
Top Knot.
Okay, Top Knot. Oh, my bad. What's up, Jerome? My bad.
What's happening,
You might be able to do that.
Okay.
I'm operation get tested all this month, and then I'm going to shut everybody the fuck up. I'm untested, but I'm trying to get to a track and test. And then if everything goes as planned, we'll see what happens for that. But I'm going to be on every possible premises I possibly could, Lord willing. And then we can get it on. I'm not ducking no reps on me. That's all I'm going to tell you.
That's what's up, man.
Remember
That's
what
cool.
you said now. You're going to run Brian, and you say we're going to start at 10,000. Remember you said that now.
Yes, Brian will get addressed, but I can't go at Brian. So you beat Brian, I got a trophy. If I lose it, Brian, I got a trophy. I'm going to pick on somebody weak like Top Knot.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it too, buddy. But I just got a call that my name was missing, so I said, I'll come on here and address it myself. But at least I know you're going to race. Ain't like anybody else.
Okay, well.
I know he's going to race.
Somebody say that you had a car to track and not. I don't know. Somebody said you had a Camry. I'm just repeating what I heard.
Albert. I didn't know who said that. All right, come on.
Oh, Bach, you don't be like, fuck.
Yeah, but thought of it. The joke ain't going to be on me. Just remember, when it turn around, just remember what these snook motherfuckers' mouths is going to do when both cars are on.
Okay.
They're going to fold.
Okay.
Talk this bullshit. They don't put no. They don't raise my blood pressure.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see Showtime come by. Can't wait to see it. We all waiting to see it.
And I can't wait for you to reverse it. Like that ain't what you said on them shows. X, Y, Z date. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Keep it down the middle.
No.
That's what you do, right?
Right. Keep it down the middle. That's me.
Just remember it.
Okay.
All
everybody
that,
waiting. That's all. That's all I can say. Everybody's waiting.
Don't wait on me.
No,
I'm not
talking
to show you. Everybody gonna have amnesia.
Oh, mm.
I'm a one man band. All these other people, crews and cousins and brothers.
I can tell you three cars that tap on their shoulder, they will not have amnesia. That's Tom Nodge, Brian, and Ricky Fox. And Jeff, I'm sorry. Neither one of them will have amnesia when you come out.
I assure you
that.
This ain't for Jeff.
Oh, you leaving Jeff out of it?
This ain't for Jeff.
Okay, well, Top Notch, Brian, and Ricky. Not Nate, one of them three gonna forget about it.
Top Notch, he knew that already because I spoke to him on his own. Me and him spoke.
Okay, well, you said
we
gonna get amnesia.
Yeah, we good. I just asked if you were gonna be there. You know what I'm saying?
We don't get it on. We definitely will. DMP is a good track as far as I know.
Weeby said he got a small block coming out too. He might tap you on your shoulder too.
I see Weeby on the premises. You got no conversation for nobody on these shows. So they are different in these shows. But when they get on premises, it's all different. Hey, buddy, give me a hug. Kumbaya. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to be different.
Yo,
what are
you going to do?
Kumbaya.
He said kumbaya. Stupid.
JB,
race season going to be all right. 2022 going to be all right. You know, we went through the, what was the word, pandemic? We went through the pandemic, and we're going to be all right. We're going to be
all right. No. Shout out, but you're not keeping it down the middle. When certain cars get on the premises, and certain people get drawn on, some people are going to catch COVID-19 2022.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Either 2022 going to catch COVID-19? Oh, shit. I think I know who he's talking about, JB, but I'm...
I got who you think I'm talking about? I got a trick. Especially brewing for them right now as we speak. And it's going to be bad. Mm.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the race season is going to be all right this year. We're going to have some good racing.
Hey, and Fat Up, listen, man, it's level to this. I respect Top Notch. He got a Top Notch program. But these other motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what it is. You just laughing for the shows and make jokes and laughs and likes. But at the end of the day, I know you know what's going to happen.
Well, Mark, that's my job. I gotta keep shit going, Mark. That's my job. I gotta keep it going.
Nah, fuck all that. I'm on their ass every day.
I know you are. I know you are.
I done did 20 hours overtime just for them bitches.
Mm. Fred, day in the morning.
And I'm gonna beat the bricks off in one good time.
Great.
And after that,
we're
going
to
get back playing with these kids. And I wish they'd call me right now. I hope somebody shit catch on fire. So there's no disrespect to nobody, but I hope somebody shit catch on fire so I can get some overtime right now.
Mm. Damn. I'm gonna have to write this shit down and relay the message, Mark. Let me write this $20 overtime.
Hmm. Yep. A fire sale.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That is all right.
May 6th and May 7th. Boy, I can't wait for it to get here.
Fire sale.
JB,
that's
I took
JB
off that Friday. I would not have.
What's
yeah,
up, JB,
I took
man?
Off.
I haven't talked to you in a long time. What's up, Batman? You got me dead over here. That man said, I hope it's a fire so I can do that. Damn, man.
Hey, man, you never wish on nobody have a bad day, man. But I swear to God, I hope somebody have a bad day.
Mm-hmm. But, my old lady called
right.
Four times, JB, and I won't even click. That's a damn shame. I refuse to click on it.
All you got to do is blame Sammy. Blame Sammy.
Oh, boy.
Blame me for what?
Blame
what
me
did I do?
Just curious, Todd. Now, how much, what you trying to run for?
$1,500.
I said, not starting. What are you trying to run for?
Well, if we did run, you'd be my fourth race. So.
Right, my name is
Augie. Probably 2,000, 2,500.
I respect that. And I'm not disrespecting your program and how you do, but I have my own program. And if we there and I get somebody before that and they accommodate, but I can't come out at you first at 25. I'm not trying to buy it or disrespect that. My minimum start is 5.
Yeah, and I understand. I mean, there.
You can't do it that
day. I know there's
you got
different
race, or you got so many other races, but me and you will tangle before the year. I'll put that on everything I love.
Oh.
Are y'all
like gonna
tangle? So, no, not a tangle, not an entanglement, right? I need to make.
No,
we just make this shit clear.
Hey, it's gonna be an entanglement because I respect it. For I've seen it. It's gonna be good race. He can come just as good. He ain't coming back. So that's how I'm going to put it back.
Yeah, if it was just you and me, or, you know, if I had two races or something like that, like I said, I don't have a bunch of people that go in my pot. It's just me. I'm literally coming there.
I don't have listen,
Friday
I don't have
and Saturday with literally my own money. So, I mean, I ain't got no, you know, $20,000, $30,000 of my own stretched out. You know what I'm saying? So. I respect that. You know, so we can get together.
Hold on.
I'm not going to let that go. Mark, how much would it take for you to run top notch? Now, hold on. I'm going to stop this shit.
It's going to cost me a nickel.
You, and you will be down there May 6th, May 7th? Oh. So if we get a nickel up, you will come May 6th, May 7th?
As long as everything go good before with this test, yes. But you're not going to have to ask me if I'm going to be at y'all races. When you have a race, you tell me I'm going to be there, I'm going to load up, gas up. I make my own schedule. So as long as it don't interfere with nothing I got going on with the family, I'm going to be at every race. I'm going to be down south more in a little bit. My grandmother's about to be so happy to see me so much in South Carolina. She's going to be upset that I'm there so much.
Okay, we'll see if you're there. We might make that race happen.
Yeah. You ain't got to worry about top notch. I spoke to this man on my own. You ain't got to worry.
No. But I said I understand. You said the
you
nickel part.
You get your buddy. It's gonna cost him that 10 when I get right to him because he's gonna cost. It's gonna pay. That yellow bitch is gonna be set on fire.
Who else? Boy, you smoking shit right now. You need to stop doing it. Drugs is bad for you. Stop him. Stop it, Mark. Stop it.
Okay.
I'd rather for you go back to drinking the Crown Royal. Don't leave that drugs alone. They're not good for you. Because you hallucinating right now.
I know. You got all that faith in your man, Brian. Well, he's going to be hurt. When Jeff Rogers get finished with him, I'm going to be right there the same day. Whoop his ass.
Why don't you get him first? Why don't you get him first? Why you wait on Jeff? Why don't you get him first?
I didn't say I had to get him first or I was going to get him second, but I know he wanted to run Brian. I mean, Brian wanted to run Jeff, and I heard that they got a nice $10,000 deposit. So that's a race I would shoot to be at. Because trust me, when Brian run Ricky, I mean, when Brian run Jeff, Ricky's going to make sure he's there for them. And all these dreams and wishes that y'all hope happen,
Wait a minute, you misinformed. Brian running top notch Friday, and then he running Ricky Saturday. What did you say?
This is on May 5th, May 6th?
Yeah, they locked
May 6th,
in.
May 7th. Yeah, they locked in.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. You might get your wish. So wait, Ricky is running top notch?
Brian running both of them. Top notch Friday. Then he running Ricky Saturday.
Good God.
And you think he won't run you?
Shit. I think I'm fastening all three of them. Fuck them all.
Bring that car down and get that blue pickup truck there. Bring it down there, Mouth. That's what I'm trying to get you to bring it.
I'm trying, Fat Albert. We got two things to do. Sammy.
Yo.
I might need to borrow your truck May 5th.
You got it. I'm taking a ride down there. I'll tow your shit down there.
Sammy going to be there. Sammy coming down there.
I'll tow your shit down there.
I know, buddy. Speed it up, Sammy.
I tell you what, Mark, this is what we do. This is what we do. If you want to run, if you're going to come Saturday, and we just say the shootout's over or somebody get kicked out, I get kicked out, whatever, and you there, are you going to come with a small block? Nitrous. Okay. We run for a nickel.
Okay.
Lord, that's how you do it.
I'm not getting any.
Now the time,
I will never get
the time, the time's going to be kind of open because we don't really know, you know what I'm saying? Nobody really knows what time we can get it off. But if you're there with a small block, nitrous, we'll run Saturday before the event is over.
Yes, sir. You easy. I don't have to worry about that. That's already on the agenda. I didn't know it was going to happen in May, but that's fine. As long as it don't conflict, because I'm going to tell you now, Fat Albert, that the motor race that I got with Moore, it's not I got. My uncle and him have. I'm going to be at that race. My uncle is racing the 20 that weekend. As long as it's not that weekend that they decide, because the dude has to put up a date. If that's not that weekend, I will probably more than likely be at that race. And then we can get that on if possible. But one way or another, me and fucking Top Knot is going to lock horns. And you are one of the second persons after I get him to agree, I'm banging on your fucking door. Because I'm going to get them rims off that Lexus.
Yeah, right.
So you're going to put the factory back on that motherfucker because I'm going to beat the Lexus rims off your ass.
He said the Lexus rim.
And I'm sitting here listening to this shit, right? I was almost asleep. I'm sitting here listening to this shit. Did this motherfucker just draw on Top Notch, then Top Notch accept it, and then he come with where if and that and I, what?
Wait.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it, Brian. I'm glad you heard,
Brian. No, because I'm sitting back here listening.
Hey, Brian, hold on.
You talk trash to the man. The man said he'll come up to your money.
And now it's if this and if that, and I got to let you know. Why the fuck, if you didn't think you know you was going to be there, why are you fucking talking to him?
That's not, see, there you go, kept coming in this conversation. I know you got the
man,
I'm listening.
I'm listening to the show like everybody else,
okay,
and I'm analyzing what I'm hearing.
Did you not hear what I said?
I heard you proposition this man, and when he finally accepted for that money, you know, he told you he could come up with a nickel, then you start fucking Michael Jackson in this motherfucker.
Okay. So let me correct you again. I said,
no, you're not correct.
Everybody heard it.
Did you hear him?
Yes, I heard it. Yes, sir.
Hold on. So now you're telling us we didn't hear what we heard? Can I speak, Brian?
No. Answer the question. The question was, this man, you propositioned this man. He decided to accept the challenge. And now it's if this and if that, and I got to think about this and think about that. I mean, what the fuck? You thought he was gonna come on here and chump him. That's what it was.
All right, so Brian, can I speak that?
Yeah, I'm back on mute, man.
Okay, so go on mute and shout out. You can't be down the middle when you're not getting it.
All I'm doing is laughing.
You said I heard that. That's what you said you heard. That's not what you heard. Top Notch, this one, I said, I will let him know. And I asked him, after I said, I don't know 100% I'm going to be there. But I said, how much would you want for? He said, maybe 2500. I said, but my minimum is a nickel. I never said what I was going to do that particular time. I said, well, if we get it on, we get it on that weekend, but it would have to be for a nickel. So he agreed. From the original part, I said, I will let him know. If I'm going to be, it depends on what happens with me testing this car because it's untested. So I did tell that man, if everything goes well and we get it on that weekend, it will have to be for five. I already explained that to the man. I also said me and him already had spoken. He said, you're right, we good. So where did I come on here saying I'll do this and I won't do it? Is that not what I said, Top Notch?
I mean, yeah, you did say that you do it, but then you did kind of throw a little bit of stuff in there. And look, I don't really care. I mean,
oh, here y'all go. Here y'all
just
go.
As long as you don't worry about it.
I got to test the car because it's untested. When I get a hold of it, I'm gonna get a hold of your ass, Brian. Because I also said this is not for.
I know
Jeff Rogers. Don't worry about it.
Notch.
I'm on your ass. I know everything you're thinking. I said I was going to light that yellow bitch on fire. Hear that. That's what I said.
I know this is one of them rare moments where, man, it was fucking biting your tongue to agree with me. You ain't got to agree with me, but you know you heard the same thing fuck I heard.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian, you there?
He's
drinking Crown Royal, man.
Hey, JV, you know how they switched the game on them? But I like how them country boys and all them backyard again stick together, though. I'm going to get a hold of all three of them bitches.
Me and Brian been going at it for years, man.
Fat Albert gonna have a motherfucking lot lizard all the way back home. Like, I can't believe this shit.
Hey man, you ain't gonna do nothing but flip your soup coolers, man. Fuck out of here, man.
Go ahead and keep working on that motherfucking bead lock and all that shit you're doing. I'm gonna get a hold of you. You just wait.
I mean,
small block to small block, stock style suspension. I'm gonna get a hold of you.
I put bead locks on my car. I mean, so what? Man, what the fuck? I mean, what?
I don't know nobody care about that yellow curd you got. I know all.
Yeah,
I heard all about it. I might give a fuck about that yellow curd.
Whenever y'all turn, leave a motherfucking shit stain across your ass.
Brian, my engine brother told me, he said, listen, you know, I know all about everything you just did. He told me, man, I forgot more shit than he remembered. That dud you built. I know anything about that dud.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Big Man, lock the fuck in then. Since it's a dud and you're going to do this, you're going to do a lock in and call your number.
Mm.
Hello? Hello? Did we get disconnected? Hello?
No.
Hey, man. Hey, fuck all that. You said that I got a dud. You know everything about it. I ain't got enough. Lock the fuck in.
That's what I feel.
That's all you got to do.
I could be wrong.
That's all you got
to
do.
Fuck
how you feel. Well, you know what? If you feel that way, the best way to express your feelings is to hit your motherfucking pockets. That's the best way to express how you feel. Hit your pockets. Ain't a whole lot to that.
Are you going to be there May 6th, May 7th? I heard you. I can't say no more, sir. I heard you.
Okay, can't say no more. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. I'm back on mute.
Well, take your ass back and go back to snoring.
Mark, you saying,
yes,
so now you're saying you want to run Brian and me?
Who is me?
That's top notch.
I'm saying you want to run Brian and you want to run me?
Oh. I want to run all three of you turds. You mean you want a name on it? Top notch, Teron Dula. I don't know how to pronounce the whole name correctly. Excuse me if I said it wrong. Brian Yellow X Bitch Him and Ricky Cannibal Fox Bitch. All three of y'all are on my hit list. Now, how I pick the order, I don't know yet. But all three of y'all will get blessed. Did you fucking hear that?
Yeah.
One of y'all are going to get your ass.
Well,
cut
we'll all
knock
three of
off
us
one
will be
of the
there.
Next two. I don't know which
all
one is going to
be
get
there.
Hit first. I don't know which one is going to get hit first, but one of y'all are going to get blessed.
Well, look. All three of us will be there. So if you're serious, as you sound, who you want to run first? And when?
I don't give a fuck. All y'all in the way. Now tell Fat Albert to giggle on that.
Yeah, y'all boys is terrible tonight, man. Oh.
I think you I think you the slowest out of the three. I would probably go with you, then Ricky, then Brian. That's my order. I'm thinking. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I'm going to get one of y'all. If I get my ass, I get my ass whooped. But one of y'all going to get an ass whooped from me. One of the three.
Well,
all three of y'all.
I'm the slowest. I got a turd. Why I got to be the last one?
No, he's saying you the fastest one, Brian.
Well, you're the faster one.
No, he said I'm a fucking turd, though. How can I? If I'm a turd,
all three of y'all, all three of y'all are horse maneuver, but I don't know which one I'm gonna step on first.
And it's so funny.
Yeah, step on me first. I want to be stepped on first.
Oh my god!
And that's top notch. Yeah, top notch. You're definitely slow out of the
You're the definitely the slowest. Should I pay if you serious? Should I pay Dan Punk out on probably two of them, and you and me can just run for 1-on-10 and just make it real easy.
Oh my god!
Oh no!
Because I don't think you're serious right now.
Because
I don't think you're serious.
Came up to your number.
it's gonna get there. I said after I get this
sound like
down,
you're nervous, man. You start stuttering, man. You sound like you're nervous. Stand up straight,
I'm nervous,
man.
I'm working on testing this car, and then I'm gonna get a hold of y'all. And then when I get a hold of y'all, then I'm gonna climb the ladder. But I think in the order that I got right now is right. I could be wrong, but I think you're the slowest top notch. I really do.
That's fine.
Let me tell you this. I have never, and I started racing in 2009. I have never been out betting.
Well, you've been out of the game for a while, man.
You said you ain't never been outbetted. But, I mean, come on, man. Truthfully now. How many races you going to get for that kind of money? How many races you get in a year with that kind of money?
I've had more than a handful, and I've never been outbetted.
Okay.
So, we gonna see, man. You on the radar, but I respect you got a good game. It's gonna be you got a nice program. It's not enough though. You could come just as good, but you ain't coming better. That yellow turd you got.
Oh, okay. I know. Oh boy, speaking of Terry, man, you made me use the bathroom listening to your motherfucking shit.
I know
man.
I made you shit because you're nervous. Go take a dump and drink a lap
today, motherfucker. Only motherfucker take me a motherfucking shit listening to this fucking bullshit you're talking, man.
Okay.
I don't hear that. I just heard it.
Why you didn't raise Jeff yet?
First of all, I tried to lock Jeff in before I locked Top Notch and Ricky in. I ain't got time.
I heard
for
you
money.
Had to
Jeff
think
like
about putting that $10,000
He's a shaking motherfucker just like you. So what the fuck, man? I ain't got time for that. One thing I will say, I mean, Top Notch was a little shaky, but I got him. You know, he did lock in, so you know. But you know, Ricky locked in right away because Ricky think he got something sweet, but Ricky gonna get fucked up. But as far as Jeff, I talked to Jeff before I talked to them. You know what I mean? And better I would tell you, we called Jeff on a Sunday, and I said, well, after I run them, if I still got oil pressure, we can race. And he come up with a high ass deposit, and I'm like, man, I ain't putting up that for no deposit. Then I thought about it, and you asked Fat Albert. Man, fuck that. After I run Ricky, I'm going to put that money up and run Jeff. Fuck it. You know what I mean? And did you relay that message for me?
Yep.
Okay. So now next to the next thing. And why you still on with Jeff? Jeff's the slowest one in this fucking equation. Jeff can't beat me. Okay, I'm racing Top Notch and Ricky. Jeff can't beat neither one of them. He's the slowest one in the equation.
That's what you think.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, Jeff.
That's what makes it. That's what makes the grudge race. One thing they can win, and the other one thinks they can win. And I think Jeff can whoop y'all ass.
Okay, well. Oh, boy.
That Brian is
times like this, I need to smoke on something.
Go smoke on, motherfucker. Get a cigar or hookah or whatever, weed, whatever you got to smoke on, because Jeff's going to whoop your ass. He's going to pass you around like a $2 hoe.
Oh, okay.
Then you're going to go back to that man and say, give me a motherfucking give me a motherfucking refund.
That ain't crazy. Mm-hmm.